Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There is a hate crimes bill moving its way to the Senate right now. It's already out of committee to heavily restrict free speech in the United States. There is another bill not being billed as hate speech law, but that's what it is. It says if you make somebody feel bad, this is the Soviet model of hate speech or what they have in England now, the government decides if what you said is hurtful. And then you will be arrested under a felony. I just so happen to have the bill. And it's strange that I saw this linked by Kurt Nemo up on Infowars.com yesterday, and I did some net searches on it and didn't find it anywhere else but Boing Boing, one of the big aggregate news sites, one of the big aggregators. That's it. This is more draconian than any speech bill I've ever seen. This is not like the fairness doctrine restricting what you can and can't say on talk radio. This isn't a fairness doctrine for the internet. This is you will be charged with a felony if you say something that hurts somebody's feelings. And in Canada and in Europe, we know what this model is. You speak out against foreigners overrunning the government bringing them in with welfare money to break down the society and to have a voting bloc to leverage out the indigenous population. You get fined, you get feed, you get arrested. I mean, it's really happening. And finally, maybe some Americans will become concerned because Michael Savage, one of the neocon kings of talk radio, one of the kings of neocondom, who's called for putting people that disagree with the war in forced labor camps, he's now getting some of his own medicine, and they're saying, hey, we don't like your behavior criticizing immigrants and open borders. That's actually what Joaquin, I like to call her. No, actually, Jackie Smith, the Home Secretary running the Big Brother command system in Airstrip 1, she said, you don't get to come here. And this is a message to Brits and others. You'll be arrested if you talk like him. So this is the political correctness gone to the next level. This is where it's supposed to go. We need a detailed article at prisonplanet.com or infowars.com because every time I mention BBC reporters being arrested for saying the word homosexual, I'm not kidding, Robin Page and others, folks don't believe me. I'm getting emails and see comments. Hey, if you don't know how to use a search engine, I'm sorry for you, but it's all posted on infowars.com, prisonplanet.com in years past. But since we're, you know, not in Christmas past, but Christmas present, we'll write some new articles about that because this is a central issue. And so what I need Paul Watson to do is to do a master article, kind of a lexicon of a few dozen of the big mainstream news articles where they report it's good. You know, the BBC saying, oh, it's good. Our reporter was arrested with his rural affairs show. You don't say the word homosexual. That hurts people's feelings, you see, because you can ban any word you want in this Orwellian system by having one of the kept pet groups. In Germany, it was the Nazi Party. Today, you know, a gay or lesbian group. It has nothing to do with gay or lesbians. It's just a political weapon. And they say, we've decided the word homosexual hurts our feelings. And, of course, they're proposing in Canada, England, Australia, Europe proper on the continent itself to come right out and ban criticizing man-made climate change because they don't want us debating them. They don't want us showing that it's the sun activity that drives the whole Kit Kat and caboodle. They want to shut down debate. They are announcing that they're going to shut down debate, that they're going to restrict free speech. They've introduced bills. You know, there's a San Francisco Chronicle article today going, what's up with these crazy gun owners? You know, if you thought gun sales had doubled, well, now they've even increased. It's all-time records with literal people waiting outside gun shops in the morning when they open and gun shows running in, grabbing everything not nailed down, foaming at the mouth. These people are totally insane. There's no gun control. Now, they've just introduced a treaty that CNN even reports will basically ban guns in the U.S. The attorney general says ban all guns before the Supreme Court. But their military tactic is to deny. This is not an assault. Stand down.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all-natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Health Lesson 101. Swine flu is the topic of news. Fear and panic seems to be at the top of our emotions. Fact: if your colon is cleansed of toxins, you are less susceptible to any flu virus. Viruses love unhealthy bodies and attack our system to make us sick. So get prepared before the attack. Drink your way to health. Order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. No fear, no panic, just drink in the protection of Life Change Tea.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, if you see the film Endgame: Blueprint for Global Enslavement, you'll witness Daniel Esplanade with two different Bilderberg sources, along with Jim Tucker, reporting that they plan to run oil in 2006 up from $65 a barrel to $150. They would then run the stock market back up and then plunge it by popping the subprime mortgage real estate market. Now, those are exact words, and that is exactly what happened. And that's also, we put a clip of that in the Obama deception. Now, Glenn Beck reportedly at the last two nights has been covering Bilderberg Group and how they're planning to destroy America. So now Fox News is talking about Bilderberg Group. When Sky Television, owned by Rupert Murdoch, did a hit pieces on me just 3 years ago saying it didn't exist. There's a report up on PrisonPlanet.com from Daniel Estulin. Leaked agenda: Bilderberg Group plans economic depression. Elitists divided on whether to quickly sink economy and replace it with New World Order or set in motion long agonizing depression. Well, they've already implemented the long agonizing depression, and I will tell you that is the game plan. But remember, you know, Tucker was able to say they were going to have a stage falling in the Berlin Wall next year from Bilderberg. They were able to say Bush is going to sign on to Kyoto and say he believes in man-made global warming. And most of the Republican Party is. And they did months after that was reported in 2007 from Istanbul, Turkey. That's an end game. And then we told you in 2008 it was going to be Barack Obama. He was there. They literally kidnapped the press. They told him, get on a plane, get on Obama's campaign plane, he's about to be here. Get on Hillary's plane, they're all going to Chicago. two different, and then suddenly Obama wasn't on the plane. They locked the doors and took off, and the press secretary said, oh, he's in a secret meeting. Then they took the media on a goose chase to three different houses. Dianne Feinstein and other weren't there. Well, we contacted the media and said, they're right here. Media didn't care, wouldn't report on it. That's why the Obama deception is so important. So I'm going to read this article coming up at the bottom of the hour, but it's up on prisonplanet.com right now. On the eve of the 2009 Bilderberg Group Conference, which is due to be held at the five-star Palace Hotel in Greece, investigators reported Daniel Estlin has uncovered shocking details of what the elite is planning to do with the economy over the course of the next year. The Bilderberg Group meeting is an annual confab of around 150 of the world's most influential power brokers in government, industry, banking, media, academia, and military-industrial complex. The secretive group operates under Chatham House rules, meaning that no details of what is discussed can ever be leaked to the media, despite editors of the world's biggest newspapers, the Washington Post, the New York Times, and Financial Times of London, being present at the meetings. According to Estlin's sources, that would have always been impeccable, which have proven highly accurate in the past. Bilderberg is divided on whether to put into motion either a prolonged, agonizing depression that dooms the world to decades of stagnation, decline, and poverty, or an intense but short depression that paves the way for the new sustainable economic world order with less sovereignty but more efficiency. The information takes an added weight when one considers that the fact that Estlin's previous economic forecasts, which were based on leaks from the same sources, have proven deadly accurate. Estlin correctly predicted the housing crash and 2008 financial meltdown as a result of what his sources inside Bilderberg told him the elite were planning based on what was said at their 2006 meeting in Canada and 2007 conference in Turkey. Details of the economic agenda were contained in a pre-meeting booklet handed out to Bilderberg members. On a more specific note, Estlin warns that Bilderberg are fostering a false picture of economic recovery, suckering investors into plowing their money, same thing in 2006, back into stock market again, only to later unleash another massive downturn, which will create massive losses and searing financial pain in the months ahead, according to the Canadian Free Press report. According to Estlin, Bilderberg is assuming that U.S. unemployment figures will reach around 14% by the end of the year. They're already really at 18, folks. According, almost doubling the current figure of 8.1%. That's the Cook number. Estlin sources also tell him that Bilderberg will again attempt to push for the enactment of the Libsyn Treaty, a key centerpiece of the agenda to fully entrench the federal EU superstate by forcing the Irish to vote again on the document that in September and October, despite having rejected it already, along with the European nations in national referendums. I'm going to read more of this coming up when I get more into detail at the bottom of the hour. I've got some other news I want to cover first. But here's the issue. Everything Estlin's saying is already in Parliament meetings. I watch online. The European Parliament has their own stinking YouTube channel, just like Obama does. But it's helpful because I've sent and watched hours of it, and there's hours of debate every day. There's no way for anybody to watch it all. But you should go watch it and see what you can find. I mean, it's unbelievable. They openly announce world government, world taxation, world regulation, a new world superstate run by a bank of the world that'll tax everything we do, world taxing authorities, tax rates of 80% globally, how they're going to force in September, if they can, another Libsyn Treaty vote, not just in Ireland, but they're going to try in several other nations. We just talked to Estlin. He said he will come on. Estlin just had twins a year ago. He's been very hard to get on since then, but he promised that before Bilderberg he would come back on when I talked to him a few weeks ago. Rob just talked to him. He said he will come on. He is out with his kids. He gave us the publicist number. Did you talk to him on the phone?
Yeah. I talked to him on his cell phone.
Did you twist his arm?
I didn't have to twist his arm. I just invited him on. He said, yes, he'd love to come on.
Yeah, that's what he did. He's gentlemanly. He's in Spain. He lives in Spain now. But the point is, that's what, you need to call him up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, give me his number.
Oh, I have his number.
No, it's fine, but let me have the number. I'm going to call him during the break. I want him on today.
Okay.
And I understand he's... it doesn't even matter. You watch the European Parliament, they admit all this anyways. But I want to get him on.
All right.
And the publicist... listen, I know he said he wants to come on. I mean, did you tell him I want him on today?
Yeah.
Did he say to it today?
Well, he said he was in the middle of the street with his kids on his cell phone. So that's what he told me.
But I do stuff in the middle of the street with my kids on the cell phone all the time, too. Oh, listen.
But you're an amazing superhuman.
Oh, yeah, I am. Oh, yeah, I'm superhuman. Give me a break. Dude, I tell you what, you're an amazing superhuman. Anyways, will you just, I don't know, it's all the thrill of the chase. Once it doesn't even matter. Will you call him back and say, look, Alex says this is hot. He really wants you on now with full details.
Okay.
Even if it's 10 minutes, we'll get him on next week whenever he wants. Just tell him, give me 10 minutes in the next 3 hours.
Okay.
Just please. Thank you. Launch operations. You know what? Call Tucker up. Let's get Tucker's response to this, too. I'm sure he's out smoking cigarettes at American Free Press in their garden, as they say across the pond, where free speech has been totally banned. Okay, I'm now all over the map. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a controlled depression. Just like we have George Soros at the Davos, Switzerland meeting 2 months ago, kind of the public Bilderberg group meeting. That's what it is. The public face of Bilderberg. And he's there and he says, yeah, we've plunged gas prices, oil prices artificially to bankrupt Venezuela, Russia and the Middle East to help bring in the world depression. And then he got in mainstream news 2 weeks ago and said, I'm having a great crisis. This is the culmination of my life and my work, and starts bragging how he's involved engineering it. And that was in scores of papers because that was in a press conference. Just Google George Soros, I'm having a great crisis. I mean, this is the type of stuff this guy does. And then meanwhile, we've got Bilderberg being talked about by Becky. And of course, he said he's going to get to the bottom of Bilderberg. No, does it exist? I'm sure he'll tell us in a month. I looked at it. I really wanted to believe it existed. It doesn't exist. Or, oh, I've got a straw man for you. I'm going to tell you if the camps exist. A month later, I'm sorry, they don't exist. I've got a straw man for you. You know, the government admits they exist, but I'll go to one kook thing that Alex has been exposing for a decade and Will hanging around his neck. And I'm going to tell you, we're going to get to the bottom of the president. You know, we told you day one last week when it came out that you had Air Force Two, one of the Air Force spares, one of the five doomsday planes, literally, is their nickname in the Air Force. Because they fly around as mobile command centers, as the president's backup. You have it flying between buildings at just a few hundred yards away. The F-16s were 50 yards away, the news was reporting. I mean, screaming right by buildings. People were totally terrified. They were flying back and forth in lower Manhattan. And I got on air and I said, ladies and gentlemen, they knew this would terrorize people. There's been no big air traffic allowed anywhere around there since 9/11. People panic when they see a Cessna flying off course out there. They knew what this was. This is some type of psyop. And then it comes out that there are secret documents on record where the Secret Service, FBI, and others were told a month before, we're going to do this. Don't tell the locals. Tell the police, but don't tell the mayor. And we're going to do this. And then they said, we're not going to tell you what it's for. Then they claimed it was a photo op when anybody could have just photoshopped Air Force One flying by New York. I mean, this is bizarre. What is the psyop? I don't know. Clearly, you can guess it's meant to bring back fears of 9/11 in the middle of the swine flu epidemic, the so-called pandemic that they were hyping, to somehow the psychiatrists testing this in the psych warfare divisions in Black Ops believed it would magnify the mass psychosis and maybe implant the psychosis in others that don't have a medical phobia, but somehow bring back the 9/11 fear, which gave Bush a 90%+ approval rating in the rallying around the savior system mode, rallying around the chief mode, and to create some type of mass neurosis. That's probably what it is. And then now they admit it's secret. We're not going to tell you. It's not really a photo op. We're not going to release photos. We're just going to terrorize you when you feel like it. And if you don't like it, a SWAT team will drop by. You know, that's how things work now. By the way, there's all these articles, you know, is the government planning to take your pension funds? Of course they are. That's what the IMF World Bank documents say they're planning. and the attacks on free speech or Legion. We'll cover it all.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudge since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Economic warfare. This is conquest by the offshore private banks. They publicly brag about it. It's all a big joke. It's funny to them. They've militarized the police, set up surveillance grids to suppress the domestic populations so they can carry out this criminal operation against the people. The system is openly announcing the Internet 2, the end of net neutrality, shutting down free speech on the web, taxing the web, doing everything they can to control it. They've introduced legislation that is rampaging through the House and Senate, moving very, very quickly to arrest anyone who hurts anyone's feelings. No more free speech. They are all over Europe and Canada banning people criticizing the government in any way or criticizing immigrants. They started all of this by saying, let's take the rights of the Nazis. People said, yeah, they're unsavory. Take their rights. Fools. When you take anybody's right to free speech, you lose it. And notice it's the so-called left. You know, the big proponents of free speech, that they're really the ones coming after the free speech, because they're not the left. There is no right. There's only New World Order parties that are bought and paid for in different flavors of New World Order boots stomping on your face. You know, they're kicking you in the mouth, kicking your teeth out, and one boot's got cherry flavor on the end of it, and one boot's got grape flavor on the end of it. One flavor, you know, one boot's got pineapple flavor on the end of it. Do you really care what color or what flavor the boot is that's kicking your teeth in, stomping your teeth in? I mean, that's really about what we're talking about here. I prefer the puppet wearing a blue hat. I prefer the puppet wearing a green hat. I prefer the marionette wearing a black hat. Things have really changed. We've got a marionette that's half white and then 90% Arab in the other half. You know, his African half is 90% Arab and 10% African. Great. So everything's okay then, right? The New World Order is going to be nice to me. And the media is just injecting and injecting and injecting and injecting race into everything now. The so-called left gets up on radio and TV and print and says, you just don't like black people. To anything now. You don't like the banks taking over? They'll just put race in the article. You catch bribery going on at the Texas Capitol with people being paid off, and it just happens to be a black person being paid off, and they say, oh, you don't like black people. They're the ones pimping race. They're the ones sticking it in everything. They're the ones hyping it up. They're poverty pimps. They're limousine liberals. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the text of H.R. 1966 in the current Congress, to amend Title 18 United States Code with respect to cyberbullying. And, you know, they've got cases of, oh, well, people bullied somebody in school and it made them commit suicide, so we have to get rid of the First Amendment. This will all be selectively enforced. And they get all the soccer moms, yeah, somebody bullied my daughter, too. Put them in federal prison. There goes the First Amendment. They've always got their little excuses. Law professor Eugene Volk writes about the House of Representatives bill proposed, Representative Linda T. Sanchez and 14 others, this is as it was introduced, that would make it a federal felony to use your blog, social media like MySpace and Facebook, or other media on the web to cause substantial emotional distress through severe, repeated, and hostile speech. And it goes on to say anything hurtful. A communication means an electronic transmission between or among points specified by the user, or information of the user's choosing without change in the form or content of information is sent or received. Electronic means any equipment dependent on electrical power to access an information service, including email, instant messaging, blogs, websites, telephones, text messages. And it's any system that transmits interstate or foreign commerce or any communication with the intent to coerce, intimidate, harass, or cause substantial emotional distress to a person using electronic means to support severe, repeated, and hostile behavior. So remember the feds in Rhode Island and Oregon in 2002 when they were riding high after the staged terror attacks of 9/11, and the governor of Rhode Island was in the local newspaper, and the chairman of the committee, when he got a lot of, first it was about to pass, and then the Oregonian reported on it, AP did, and he backed off and said, look, I'm just introducing what the feds asked me to introduce. And it said, in that Oregon bill, written by the feds, it said, criticizing the government, lobbying government, is coercive and is punishable by life in prison or 25 years in a forced labor forest camp. Forest camp. Remember the girl on MySpace that made fun of her teacher so she got 6 months in a, quote, forest labor camp with the judge getting paid off just to put kids who were innocent in jail? Remember that a few weeks ago on CNN? Folks, this is what they want to do. Let's talk about what they're trying to do right now. Going after Michael Savage is only the beginning.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You are a rebel, admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We'll
see if I'm able to get Daniel Estulin with breaking inside info. He has contacts with two actual Bilderberg members. That's right. Even out of 125 of the world's elite, we got a couple of them that, at great risk of themselves, leak us information. That's been a secret for many years. It's no longer a secret, so we'll put that out here on air. And that's the reason the New World Order is going to fall. They've got infiltrators in our midst, and no doubt of that. We've got infiltrators in their midst. And so the battle goes on eternal. Okay, it's just, I've got absolutely masses of vital news and information. I want to do a breakdown on the attack on the First Amendment. It is so massive here in the United States. The attack on free speech globally is just going at light speed. I mean, just 10 years ago, they would call this hardcore tyranny what's happening in Europe, England, and Canada. It would be called hardcore Soviet slash Nazi tyranny. Everything we were taught in school, just everything. Secret police, cameras, spying on citizens, the military on the streets, the military taking over schools and turning them into open recruiting grounds, youth brigades, tattletale squads. I mean, let's say there's a list of 200. That's just a random number. But, I mean, I could fill up 200 easy. 200 things a tyrant does. 200 things a tyranny does. They're doing every single one of them. Chiefly trying to intimidate everybody and admit they're setting up tyranny to scare learned and well-read and people that are informed historically and folks that have street smarts and know tyranny when they see it, even if they haven't studied history. Now, that acclimates the further, you know, dumbed down public. That just further dumbs them down to just accept tyranny as normal and that tyranny is freedom. But for those of us that are informed, it is an open declaration of war and a sharp-clawed threat to everybody. And it is a chilling effect. And societies that give into this chilling effect always fall to the worst and blackest forms of corruption and oppression. And there's no doubt they have thrown down the gauntlet. They have blown their trumpet of war. They are engaging us on every front. I mean, look, when they savagely are stealing upwards of $2 trillion a month, folks, when they're stealing $2 trillion a month just in the banker takeover, and Congress wants another $92 billion a month here and a 50-something billion there, I mean, they have butchered us. If you want an analogy, they have decapitated the country. The country's already bled out. That much money, we're totally bankrupt. It's over. Just, they've put enough torpedoes into us. Let's say we're a 100,000-ton battleship. They put about 500 torpedoes into us. I mean, they hit us with everything. They blew us sky high. The magazine blew up. We're on the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. Okay? There's your maritime World War II naval engagement analogy. They blew this country to bits. They broke the family up. They've got the population that's indigenous at a 1.3% replacement rate of the children. The country's dead. The West is dead. Overrun. Gone. Over. Done. Destroyed. New World Order victory. Now, that said, that is if we continue down this current path. If we have a complete revelation, a restoration of freedom and liberty, a complete revolution individually in our minds, if we are born again in the spirit of liberty and freedom against tyranny, if we have complete conversions to face what we're dealing with and to shake off the propaganda and the brainwashing and get our will back and get our fury back and get our guts back, this will only make us stronger. We start with the financial issue. You know, these dirtbag criminal bankers offshore that have spent $14-plus trillion in 7 months. The new numbers, as you know, came out 2 days ago. It was 12.8, now it's 14-plus trill. AP says 14.2, Bloomberg saying 14.8. Regardless, it's over 14 trill. That is a trillion more than the GDP 7 months in. They're going to be at 26 trillion. I know I keep making this point. 26 trillion a year into the banker takeover. Now, that's double the GDP in a year. That's criminal. That's a fraud. That would more than twice over pay off all the mortgages in the United States. Not the bad mortgages, not the jumbo loans, not the, no, all the mortgages more than twice. Twice. All the credit card debt, all the car loans, everything. It'd pay everything off. You could pay off all the housing loans, all of them, all mortgages. Mortgages on $60 million penthouses and $20 million chateaus and $200,000 bungalows and $100,000 rural homes. Everything paid off. Interest, everything. 30-year mortgages, everything. Pay it off one time with $12.9 trillion, according to Bloomberg and AP and others that have broken it down. Like, you can Google that headline. Bailout would pay for mortgages. Now that they're going to double that, that would pay off all the credit cards many times over, all the car loans many times over, small business loans over and over, everything. So when they sit up there going, oh, we're still trying to unclog a few bad mortgages, they are liars. They are selling you on fraudulent debt you do not owe. They are selling you on a fraud, on Ponzi, made up, shyster projections, holograms of wealth. It's a simulation. And they're telling you, oh, we're going to fix it. Just give us trillions more every month. Oh, look at the armies here to run checkpoints. The governor doesn't like it in Tennessee. So what? We're doing it. Oh, the Marines are here at drunk driving checkpoints. That's okay for the community. That's good. Oh, we're taking over all these big public schools. The Marine Corps is taking over public schools. And the Marines are going to run it. And then they threaten your kids. They've got to sign on to join or they're arrested. Totally illegal. They just do it. And all over the news every day, I see scores of articles where police just openly pull people over now in Texas and Alabama and Illinois and everywhere and just take your car, take your jewelry. They just grab women's jewelry officially. And nothing happens. I've got several articles today. Just nothing. We're like Mexico, just collapsing, thieving, stealing, the police and government, grabbing everything they didn't nail down. Cops pull you over in Illinois. This is a nice Corvette. This is a nice SRT Charger. That's one of the ones in the article. I'm taking it. I like it. And if the person argues, they take them down to the police station. This is in CNN today. They get reporting on the locals, though. They don't tell you the feds are doing it as well. You know, they'll, oh, look at this East Texas town. They pull you over and they take your jewelry and wallet and they take you to the police station and they tell you they're going to charge you with money laundering if you don't sign an agreement to give it to them. Total Soviet Union. Sign this or we'll put you in prison. There have been Texas cases where they take, one case, $4,000 out of a woman's, 80-something-year-old woman, out of her purse. Woman had no criminal record. It was her money. Everybody knows all women carry around a lot of money when they're on road trips. And they just took it. And the court said, you can keep it. Doesn't matter. Hey, old ladies exist for cops to pull them over and take their money. And you know what happens? The system protects the bad cops that were a minority. So the good cops get out. The public begins to hate the police and mistrust them, and that's what the New World Order loves even more. They love the gang psychology of now the public really starts hating the cops, so the cops start hearing the briefings, see, everybody's against you. You got to stick together. We got to cover up for bad cops or, you know, they'll overrun us. And then the culture gets more and more and more and more corrupt. That's how this works, and it's all planned out. And it's working like a charm. And the bankers said offshore in Switzerland and in Portugal and in Spain and in the Cayman Islands and in the British Virgin Islands and in the Turks and Caicos and in the Cook Islands and in New Zealand and big armored compounds with guards with machine guns. And they just sit around waging war worldwide with huge supercomputers systematically tracking how they're running their operations. So I'm going to get into the attack on the First Amendment in a few minutes, but first let me read this article and break it down up on prisonplanet.com that needs to go mega viral right now. Leaked agenda. Bilderberg Group plans economic depression. On the eve of the 2009 Bilderberg Group conference, which is due to be held at the five-star Astor Palace Hotel in Greece, investigative reporter Daniel Estlin has uncovered shocking details of what the elites plan to do with the economy over the course of the next year. The Bilderberg Group meeting is an annual confab of 150 of the world's most influential power brokers in government, industry, banking, media, academia, and military-industrial complex. The secretive group operates under Chatham House rules, meaning that no details of what is discussed can ever be leaked to the media, despite editors of the world's biggest newspapers, the Washington Post, New York Times, Financial Times, being present at the meeting. And finally, mainstream news is reporting Bilderberg and their leaked minutes where they set up the EU covertly, they set up NAFTA and GATT covertly, they're the ones calling for world government, they're the reason, you know, they're the financiers, why you hear every politician talking about our global community and our regions, no longer nations, as they just brainwash the public. According to Esalen's source, which have proven highly accurate in the past, Bilderberg is divided on whether to put into motion either a prolonged agonizing depression that dooms the world to decades of stagnation, decline, and poverty, or an intense but shorter depression that paves the way for a new sustainable economic new world order. Now, folks, a sustainable economic world order paves the way for an efficient. When you hear stuff like this, with less sovereignty, but more efficiency means you don't have a high standard of living. They say that's bad for the earth. They say they want to lower your standard of living. That's what that means. They consolidate industry into a managed economy. The information takes on added weight when one considers the fact that Esalen's previous economic forecasts, which were based on leaks from the same sources, I would add Bilderberg Group members. Paul, please add the Endgame link to that, and please add, once you link to the clip That'd be, I think, part three of Estalin, part three from, you find it on the web chopped up, of the Obama deception, because we cover his predictions. You know, with him in the hotel saying, you know, they told me they're going to run gas up from $45, $60 a barrel to $150 to bankrupt everything. And then they're going to plunge the stock market for sucking everybody in 2008. Exactly what happened. But again, his previous predictions have proven deadly accurate. Estalin correctly predicted the housing crash 2008 financial meltdown as a result of what sources inside Bilderberg told him were the elite planning based on what was said at their 2006 meeting in Canada, 2007 conference in Turkey. Details of the economic agenda were contained in a pre-meeting booklet being handed out to Bilderberg members. On a more specific note, Estalin warns that Bilderberg are fostering a false picture of economic recovery, sucking investors into plowing their money into stock market, again only to later unleash another massive downturn which will create massive losses and searing financial pain in the months ahead, reports the Canadian Free Press, linking to his report. Yeah, I would say here that this is exactly how they operate. And this is exactly what all our folks with inside connections have been reporting to us. But also what Soros and others are bragging publicly, they can't help themselves, is that they're going to jack it up another time before they plunge it again. But each time they jack it up, it doesn't go to the previous height of the last height. So what I would do if I had stocks and bonds, and I said this when it was at 14,000, and I said this when it was back up at 12,000. I said, folks, when it hits a high, dump half of what you got. Now, that's what I do. You know, take your own advice. That's what I would do. Dump half of what you got. But be safe. Hedge your bets. One of their concerns is addressing and neutralizing the anti-Libsyn treaty movement called Libertas, led by Declan Ganley. One of the Bilderberg planned moves is to use a widespread campaign in the U.S. media suggesting that Ganley is being funded by an arms dealer in the U.S. linked to the U.S. military. Yeah, they always do stuff like that. That's what the government uses conspiracy theories against people with no proof. Like they say, I work for some Saudi person, no proof, it's always just made up. Or I work for the Vatican, no proof, always made up. Or they say, I work for ABC, total lie, we lease a satellite, that's how you're on radio. But see, notice how we're under attack the same ways, folks. These are operatives that are doing this, or they're useful idiots who are just mentally ill. And they've sure screwed the society up. Daniel Estalin, Jim Tucker, and other sources who have infiltrated Bilderberg meetings in the past have routinely provided information about the Bilderberg agenda that later plays out on the world stage, proving that the organization is not merely a talking shop, as debunkers claim. Well, previously debunkers said it didn't exist, but an integral planning forum for the New World Order agenda. Indeed, just last month, Belgian Viscount and current Bilderberg chairman Etienne Davignon bragged that Bilderberg helped create the euro by first introducing the policy agenda, we have a link to a mainstream article there, for a single currency in the 1990s. Bilderberg's agenda for a European federal superstate and a single currency likely backed even further. A BBC investigation uncovers documents from the early Bilderberg meetings which confirm the European Union was a brainchild of Bilderberg. In the spring of 2002, when the war hawks and the Bush administration were pushing for a summer invasion of Iraq, Bilderbergs expressed their desire to delay for a year, and the attack was not launched until March the following year. In 2006, Estalin predicted that the U.S. housing market would be allowed to soar before the bubble was currently popped, which is exactly what happened. In 2008, Estalin predicted that Bilderberg were creating the conditions for a financial calamity, which is exactly what began a few months later with the collapse of Lehman Brothers. Bilderberg has routinely flexed its muscles in establishing its role as kingmaker. The organization routinely selects presidents, candidates, as well as running mates and prime ministers. Bill Clinton and Tony Blair were both groomed by the secretive organization in the early 1990s before rising to prominence. Barack Obama's running mate, Joe Biden, was selected by Bilderberg luminaries James A. Johnson, and John Kerry's 2004 running mate, John Edwards, were also anointed by the group. So was Rick Perry, I would add. After he gave a glowing speech at the conference in 2004, Bilderberg attendees even broke House rules to applaud Edwards at the end of a speech he gave to the elitist about American politics. The choice of Edwards was shocking to media pundits who had fully expected Dick Gephardt to secure the position in the 2004 VP position. The New York Post even reported that Gephardt had been chosen and Kerry Gephardt stickers were being placed on campaign vehicles before being removed when Edwards was announced as Kerry's number two under orders of Bilderberg. A 2008 Portuguese newspaper report highlighted the fact that Pedro Santana Lopez and Jose Socrates attended the 2004 meeting in Stresa, Italy, before both going on to become Prime Minister of Portugal. Several key geopolitical decisions were made at last year's Bilderberg meeting in Washington, D.C., again emphasizing the fact that the confab is far more than an informal get-together. As we reported at the time, Bilderberg were concerned that the price of oil was accelerating too fast after hitting $150 a barrel and wanted to ensure that oil prices would probably begin to decline. Yeah, I forgot we reported that even before Lindsey Williams did. I forgot that from Bilderberg in June. We reported that. I forget all the stuff we report.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is not contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, I was rampaging through this Bilderberg article. As we reported at the time, PrisonPlanet.com, you make these connections. That's right. I forget everything we get from inside Bilderberg when I was up there in D.C. I remember how crazy the news sounded when I went on air and said, Bilderberg thinks gas prices are too high. They're going to plunge them to bankrupt Venezuela. My gosh, we reported that before Lindsay Williams. And then a month later, he called us and said he was told the same thing by his source, which no doubt got it from Bilderberg. See, we underestimate the amount of stuff we break. Like, it's making the rounds now, myself on March 5th, start of the show, saying they're going to launch a fake swine flu attack as a beta test for the real one. I just get all these pieces together and understand the enemy to such a level. I'm not bragging. It's just if you immerse yourself in something and have a good brain and have all these experts in different fields you talk to, you. But then we're not good at crowing our own successes because we just put the info out and move forward. Just like I told you, they were going to have military drills with the military out helping at drunk driving checkpoints for PR purposes. Because I know how they operate. I know drunk driving is their excuse to set up a police state and to get rid of the Bill of Rights already. So I can understand they would do that. I've been saying that for years. And then what does the Army announce a few months ago? We're going to help at DWI checkpoints and so are the Marines. You're not for drunks, are you? I just understand these people. And I'm telling you, they're hardcore and they mean business. We ought to do a big toot our own horn article. Because I'm looking right here at the PrisonPlanet.com article that we did back in early June, months before, I guess a month plus before when Lindsay Williams went public. And that doesn't take away from Lindsay's contact with the former head of a major oil company that he worked with telling him all this. I just can't keep track of all the powerful info we put out here, ladies and gentlemen. That's up to you out there, because we're a small operation. As we reported at the time, Bilderberg were concerned that the price of oil was accelerating too fast. It hit $150 a barrel and wanted to ensure that oil prices would probably begin to decline. This is exactly what happened in the latter half of 2008 as oil again sunk below $50 a barrel. We were initially able to predict the rapid rise of oil in 2005 when oil was at $40 because Bilderberg had called for prices to rise during the year's meeting in Munich to $150, I would add. During the conference in Germany, Henry Kissinger told his fellow attendees that the elite would resolve to ensure that oil prices would double over the course of the next 12 to 24 months, which is exactly what happened. There is more to that report up on PrisonPlanet.com right now in Paul Watson's article if you want to read the other key information. But guys, do me a favor, print the Prison Planet, that citation number 12, as we reported. It's on the second page. Bilderberg, as we reported, Bilderberg was concerned the price of oil was accelerating too fast. And then at the time, well, I mean, now we have George Soros coming out and saying they've engineered it and saying he's having a great crisis and he loves what's happening. Ladies and gentlemen, get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Show this to people. See, these are evergreen films. Evergreen just stays powerful and doesn't get old. That's the kind of films I want to make, evergreen. Road to Tyranny, Police State 2000, Endgame, Terror Storm, Obama Deception. These are all evergreen. They'll watch these in 100 years and it'll be just as powerful. Why? Because it's precise.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live, hour number two. Jim Tucker always gets more intel building up to Bilderberg. Coming up in less than a month in Greece. He's going to be popping in at the start of the next hour. Got another guest popping in who helped expose. Well, you really did hear first 11 years ago that PETA makes their employees go out and adopt animals to take them back to their office and kill them. Because I know somebody who worked inside PETA and saw it and couldn't be part of it and quit. But now it's mainstream news. So we'll spend about 15 minutes on that coming up. And then we'll also have the Duncanville, Texas City Council member who was arrested by the mayor for speaking out against red light cameras, which, by the way, federal courts have ruled are illegal. A Texas state court ruled it was illegal a few months ago, the way they administer them. They don't care. I had the Austin police chief in the studio, and I said, Texas courts ruled your cameras are illegal. Doesn't have the right licenses. Doesn't have the private detective license. Didn't follow the regulations. It's illegal. And he said, I say it's not. I tell you, man, this is gangster government, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what it is, gangster government, thug government. That's what this society is, a bunch of rogues doing whatever they want, whenever they want, and they've been doing it so long, they think it's normal. They think it's funny. They think it's completely above board. All right, I'm going to try to focus. We'll cover Bilderberg next hour. I want to open the phones up in this hour. 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. But here's the issue. When we come back, I'm just going to spend 5 minutes on it and detail it and then move on. I want to get your take on it. They've got hate crime laws introduced that will ban free speech in the United States. I mean, openly ban it with felonies. They're not just going to shut your website down. They're not just going to shut your speech down. They're going to charge you with a federal felony. And they're pushing it on national news right now with these, you know, heart-tugging, pulling on the heartstrings examples. And I got the bill number. I got it all. Meanwhile, there's a treaty that will effectively end the Second Amendment. And that's not Alex Jones saying it. That's CNN. I have read most of the treaty, interpreted it as banning reloading as terrorism and restricting being able to clean or disassemble your firearms and selling guns in or out of the country and going after gun shows. It's got a bunch of that. And if you don't think treaties govern things, look how NAFTA and GATT governs everything. Look at how we can't spend the money domestically with a stimulus package. It has to be given to foreign companies who are got big banks backing them up unfairly because you can't restrict the bids to U.S. companies. Not that they exist anyway. You know what I mean? That's what treaties do. But there are so many examples of free speech being trampled and annihilated and just ripped into pieces, rendered down into slag heaps, that I'll try to go over the latest developments, give you this bill number when we get back, and cover it. But I do want to encourage everybody. They're censoring us all over YouTube, Google, all over other video sites. I mean, there is a culling, an extermination, a Terminator operation. The best way to describe it is a purge against my videos and my material on the web because the establishment has got hit pieces coming out against us. We got hack attacks ongoing against us. We got all sorts of harassment going on against us. I mean, it is like we jumped in front of a train. because we are hitting them hard. We're saying arrest the bankers. Bypass the puppet, Republicans and Democrats. The bankers are illegitimate. Their takeover of our country is illegitimate. This is criminal. This is nothing but a situation of crime. And they don't like that.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, it was Jim Tucker in early June, June 10th, when we published the article first, because we interviewed him even before he wrote articles about it. It said his Bilderberg contacts said they were going to plunge the price of oil. So we're the ones that broke it. Jim Tucker, he's coming on next hour. I'm always making these new discoveries about everything we've predicted and broken. And I guess that's why we're numero uno in the alternative media, the tip of the spear in the front lines of the info war. And those of you out there envious of us because we're in the pole position, be glad you're not in the pole position. It is exhilarating, bracing, also very gripping. Okay, let's go ahead and go into the news and then your phone calls. If you go up to Infowars.com, you can just put in the search engine, is your blog a weapon? Is your blog a weapon? And it says, law professor Eugene Volk blogs about a U.S. House Representative's bill proposed by Representative Linda T. Sanchez and 14 others that could make it a federal felony to use your blog's social media like MySpace, Facebook, or any other website to cause substantial emotional distress through severe, repeated, and hostile speech. And you notice now they're trying to indict and go after Craigslist. They don't want people on message boards and comment boards. They want to punish the web providers to set the precedent so the web providers, the platform providers, won't let you have a free speech venue. Believe me, it's hell letting people just post whatever they want. To the point of we had to start trying to control it. Believe me, I don't want to pay people to be in there doing that. Just because folks were trying to set us up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Kill this person. Kill that person. Things like that. And so what they're doing is they're coming in and saying if something hurts someone's feelings, if they say it hurts their feelings, you will be arrested and charged with a felony. Now, what happened to Robin Page and countless others? But he was a big TV show host of One Man and His Dog. We had him on the show when it happened. He is not even a conservative or a liberal. He's at a rural affairs meeting. He says, you know, they're taking our farms and land. We need the same rights as rural communities, as Muslims and homosexuals. And the federal police came and arrested him and said, you're not allowed to say homosexual. Groups say that's hurtful. If a group, a protected group, says the word blue sky hurts them, you're arrested. Do you understand that? And I'm not joking when I say that. You know, it starts with the N-word and you're arrested. And it starts with, they've got some term in England, I think, called WOG. People are arrested for that. You can Google the headline or search engine the headline. Where, you know, hundreds arrested in racism raid or hate raid. And it says they have secret police officers that sit in restaurants and pubs listening for racial terms. And they slap handcuffs on you. It's illegal in the birthplace of the Magna Carta. But they set the precedent with groups that are politically incorrect, that most people will say, okay, fine, take their rights away. And then they take everybody's rights away. And that's now happening. George Galloway, the liberal, whether you support his stand on the Palestinians or you hate his stand, he can't go to some European countries. He can't go to Canada. He'll be arrested if he is. And they've said it's illegal for him to come in the nation. Here is the one of the news articles on it out of the National Post in Canada. British MP George Galloway banned from Canada. Canadian Immigration Minister Jason Kenney has made headlines in recent weeks with his decision to cut off funding to an Arab organization that helps newcomers learn English and banning British Member of Parliament George Galloway from entering Canada. And what do they now have? Jackie Smith, the Home Secretary, the head of the literal police state in England, she says, we will not tolerate bad behavior. Here is the behavior. Criticize immigrants in any way, you'll be arrested in England, and you'll be banned from entering England. And she says, Mr. Savage, your behavior is unacceptable. Well, I agree. His behavior is unacceptable to you, a dirtbag, big government witch who thinks you can set up Nazi Germany and Soviet Russia and Maoist China and Pol Pot's Cambodia in England once free. I mean, what would Winston Churchill think? Talked about an iron curtain of censorship and control over the press, and freedom is descending over Eastern Europe, an iron curtain of tyranny. This is an iron curtain of tyranny descending over Europe, descending over Canada, descending over England, and yes, descending over the United States. And we have no immunity to it. You know, take the analogy or the parable of Native Americans when Westerners arrive, who had forms of flu and smallpox and syphilis and hepatitis that they'd never come in contact with, and something that would just make a Westerner sick, killed the Indians, killed 90% of them conservatively that came in contact with it. Wiped them out. Well, Americans aren't as accustomed to having their free speech taken and secret police and military checkpoints, and that's why it's starting to happen. And people, first said, oh, Alex, it isn't happening. Now it's happening. They go comment on our stories, and they email me going, oh, so what if the Marines are outrunning checkpoints? And so what? They need regular Army security at the Kentucky Derby tackling people that jumped on the track after the race. You know, somebody could have got hurt with those horses. Listen, jackass. The point is you don't have the Army doing it. They got plenty of police to do it. Don't you? What is it you don't understand about a police state that it has military on the streets? Military fights enemies. The military kills people and breaks things. I mean, this is the type of stuff that we're dealing with here. You haven't experienced it. You're starting to experience it. And again, a lot of you say, I don't care if troops run checkpoints. I don't care if the stock market's going to plunge or they're going to take the pension funds. I don't have a pension. I don't have a stock market. Where do you think the job you have depends on? What do you think the economy you live in depends on? What do you think accompanies troops on the streets in black uniforms and checkpoints and cameras? Bondage! Oppression, being a slave. I love that intro at the beginning of Scarface when he's saying, look, I want my human rights just like the President Jimmy Carter says. In fact, can you guys YouTube that, like, start of Scarface or something? Like, I bet if you search in YouTube, Scarface, you know, beginning of Scarface, or Scarface interrogation scene. I love that saying when he goes, I don't know what a Chavano is, because you want a Chavano in every corner, watching you, what you say, what you do, what you eat. I ain't no communist, and I want my human rights just like the Jimmy Carter says. Take him to Freedom Town. The point is, this is tyranny. This is tyranny. And you're like, oh, that's just England. Oh, yeah, they got a hate crimes bill that just left committee in the Senate, and they're saying it's finally going to probably pass, that literally restricts free speech in this country. And then listen to this. Listen to this. This is the bill. This is introduced right now. Racing. This is separate, and you don't hear, I don't know if Ted Pike knows about this or the folks that usually cover this, but this is there. This is a bigger threat. This is the curveball. This is out of that left field. This is the one you didn't see coming. H.R. 1966. And it goes on to say, for the safety of the children, four out of five United States children ages 2 to 17 live in a home where there is Internet access, youth who create internet content, use social networking sites are more likely to be targets of cyberbullying. Electronic, and it gives all this whining propaganda the media uses. Examples of they bullied her on the internet so she committed suicide. Well, then don't let your kid on the internet and on MySpace, lady. They always, oh, we don't want the Nazis saying things that hurt people's feelings. Let's get rid of free speech. And then it's talk radio, and then it's Michael Savage, and then it's Alex Jones, and then it's the liberals, and then it's free speech zones. And you read this thing, this is a big deal, folks. And we need Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson to write articles about this. I know Kurt already posted one, but we need more. We need more! Law professor Eugene Volk blogs about it. Now, here's the bill. Whoever transmits in an interstate or foreign commerce, that's any internet, it's all interstate, any communication with the intent to coerce, intimidate, harass, intimidate. They're already arresting people, they say, for intimidating emails to Congress. You better stop selling our country out, you bastards, or else we're going to throw you out of office. Arrested. Oh, you mailed tea bags to Congress. You're arrested. Oh, you didn't know about that? They're arresting people that do that now. Saying it's threatening. The police come to your door. Oh, you're buying 1,000 rounds of ammo. That's intimidating. Homeland Security has to come to your door. That's happening. These criminals are trying to intimidate us because they know they're in the wrong. They know they work for criminal foreign bankers. And they're getting ready to try to suppress revolution in this nation. All I can say is good luck, punks. Good luck. I'm not shutting up. I can't shut up. Wild horses couldn't drag me away from this fight. And a bunch of other people are the same, you criminal pieces of trash. You criminals that have sucked everything dry. By the way, I got them grabbing the pension fund news coming up. I mean, these criminals are going to give you no quarter. Listen to this. It says anything that causes substantial emotional distress through severe, repeated, and hostile speech. Hostile speech. Hostile. Yeah, you try pulling up to a checkpoint where the cops are searching everybody and you tell them you don't want to be searched and they're like, pull over right now! Get out of the car! You going to charge him with a felony for being hostile? Oh, I've had the cops do that. You've seen all the YouTube videos of people pulling up at checkpoints. Well, officer, I have a Fourth Amendment. Pull your ass over there right now! Drill sergeant, you're in the army now, slave!
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
So they've got multiple bills introduced to restrict free speech with felony federal charges if somebody says it hurt their feelings. It actually says that. That's what the Soviets did. That's what Europe's doing. This is the model. They're following the same system. And I've noticed we posted an article about record gun sales. Sales have even increased from what they were, the previous record a few months ago after Obama won election, because people knew his voting record. Total gun ban in Illinois is what he voted for. Total gun ban in D.C. is what his attorney general supports for nationwide banning. He says on record in federal briefs he believes no citizen should be able to own any firearm, even for hunting. Period. And then now they've introduced a treaty, and CNN's reporting it would ban guns the way the language is written. And so folks are freaking out. And so we write an article about that. And the first comment is, you're a liar, fearmonger. This isn't true. There is no legislation. When there's a bunch of gun restricting bills, H.R. 45 and others introduced. And I notice almost every first comment on InfoWars and Prison Planet, it's hard to get first comment, is the same sounding people just saying, this article is a complete lie, none of it's true. I mean, we posted a article, well, Kurt wrote an article, about how Bilderberg Group and CFR and others, but mainly CFR, has Google CEOs and people at the very highest level of the Council on Foreign Relations that's put out public papers saying restrict Internet freedom. And the CFR exists. You know, the globalists used to deny the CFR even exists. That's how insulting they were to the public. That's how dumb they thought you were. But now they've decided they can't hide it, so you see them all over the news. Now it's CFR doesn't exist to, oh, yes, the CFR, that's all you see on TV, is this is a CFR this, CFR that. And the first comment on there is, this is a complete lie, I don't believe it, Google isn't involved with the CFR. That person knows that's not true. The article's linked directly to the CFR. But they don't care. They're there. They're paid to lie. We have paid bloggers attacking us. We've tracked their IP addresses. It goes right back to government IPs. And they're in there with lots of different fake names. And we've caught government IPs. They don't even hide their IPs, folks. They'll go, look at that nice polo shirt Alex is wearing on TV. They try to create class warfare. Like I'm wearing some $20 polo t-shirt and I'm rich. They know how to play on people's minds. And we see that in the latest Bilderberg leak stuff. You know, hey, talk about how people fighting the European Union work for rich people and foreigners, and talk about how they're making money off this. See, that's in the article we've got that Paul Watson wrote today. That's how they counter us. Look at how the Alex Jones is making money off this. And you see him posting it everywhere. It isn't effective, though, people. You know, I'm not the government coming and taking your tax money and then giving it to foreign offshore banks. See, what are the bankers going to do? They've stolen 14 plus trillion in 7 months. They bankrupted everything by design. They're bringing us into this world tyranny, and they're trying to pass laws to restrict our speech. And then we're here desperately trying to get the funds to fund this operation. And they're all over the place with their talking points. And by the way, that came out in COINTELPRO talking points. And that came out in the Violent Radicalization Act talking points. Talk about how these alternative media is just doing this for money. This is a talking point. And then we have it directly from Bilderberg as a talking point. You understand when you see that, that is a paid talking point. Now, are there weak-minded fools that pick it up and parrot it? Sure. You know, I'm not here making anybody give me their money. And absolutely, I like living in a decent house and driving a decent car and having socks that don't have holes in them. But I don't care. I'm not into trappings and trinkets and crap. I put the money back into this operation and fight the New World Order. I'm not risking my life for baubles and crud. Maybe it's because I grew up with baubles and crud, you know, middle class. But the issue here is I'm proud of what we do. I'm proud of the fact I put my films out for free. And the enemy hates that. They're the ones that take your money. I was looking into the history of Google, and I already knew the history, but I wanted to double check it last night. Funded by Stanford, funded by the government, Defense Department money, NASA money. It's a government front. You really think those buck-toothed geeks, they stick up on TV, really run that? You think IBM is really a corporation? It's a eugenics operation. It's a Pentagon death machine running the Genome Project out of the eugenics facility at Cold Springs Harbor. with their head having to step down yesterday saying black people aren't humans. That's who runs things, not the stupid twits in their 777 flying around like rock stars. This is a war with hardcore people. And their talking point is how we're making money. Well, guess what? You're going to hear me talk about money when we come back, and boy, are they going to hate this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is MZ, owner of KSCO in Santa Cruz, California. And like Alex Jones, I'm passionate about talk radio, that great bastion of freedom of expression for us all. I'm also passionate about helping people know the joys, benefits, and surprisingly simple methods of becoming entrepreneurs who work for themselves and not as wage slaves for someone else, or even worse, for large companies with no heart and soul, nor loyalty to their employees. If you are tired of being dependent on others for a living and ready to start owning yourself, loving your work, and setting the sky as the limit for your earning potential, I want you to know about an exciting great business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that actually helps people lose weight and can help them make money, perhaps lots of it, just by helping us spread the word about this wonderful unique product. Get on the web and go to chocolate.ownmyself.com. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out our opportunity. You'll know pretty quick if you're interested. If you are, we will connect with you and get you up and running. We don't want any money from you, and you'll be amazed at how simple this system is. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the coffee room where we drink deeply from the coffee pot, my final vice I have left, and was watching CNN, and they've got a new statement out by Jackie Smith, the Home Secretary Nazi over in England. She is a Nazi, literally. And that's Nazis restrict free speech. That's one of their favorite things. Soviet, a Pol Potist, whatever you want to call her, a Maoist, whatever. Any tyrant in history, she's certainly aligned with them very closely. She said, look, we stand by banning Michael Savage for criticizing immigrants because anything that could make someone think about doing something violent. See, that's how this works. That's why they're trying to pass all these hate speech laws. They say, oh, well, yes, previously you couldn't say kill someone. unless you're Michael Reagan, he could then say, kill Mark Dice, call me, I'll pay for the bullets, I want you to gun him down, I want you to murder him. And then Mark Dice put the clip up and had his YouTube account suspended. You got to love that free speech. You can't say, this person's calling for my murder, here's a 20-second clip. No, you're not allowed to show the crime. That's erased. And then they suspend his channel. That's how YouTube rolls. That's how YouTube operates. That's who they are. That's what they are. No, in fact, when the establishment says kill us, it's okay. But when you say, I don't think our borders should be wide open, our culture's being destroyed, it's bankrupting our economy because the socialist government's putting all these foreigners on welfare, we can't pay for this, that's basically what Savage says. Oh my gosh, you are banned because you could incite racial tension or violence. It could incite. You know, maybe if I, in fact, I heard a talk show host Sunday as I was driving home, talk about a black guy walking up in Florida to somebody who had a rebel flag on his hat outside a convenience store, and he shot the guy, and the guy's in critical condition. And the black talk show host said, well, look, brothers aren't putting up with this anymore. And basically defended it like, ha-ha, we're getting, I mean, what on earth is that? See, that's the attitude. Well, that rebel flag was inciting me, so I had to shoot him. When a rebel flag has nothing to do with slavery, the war wasn't about that. Anyone who knows history knows that didn't become an issue until the last year of the war. All of Lincoln's quotes, it was about who would control Western expansion. It was about tariffs and trade and northern tariffs on the southern goods being shipped out to Europe. I mean, that's the mainline history. They almost had one in the 1830s when Andrew Jackson was president, but because he was a southerner from South Carolina and Tennessee, he was able to stop it. It had nothing to do with it. It is a heritage issue. Believe me, I know, folks. You know, I'm from Texas, where it's not really rebel flag country, even though Texas was involved on the rebel side, and I had a lot of ancestors who were in the Confederacy. The issue is that I know what that flag means to 99% of people. Yeah, does the Ku Klux Klan run around with rebel flags? Well, yeah, so does they run around with American flags. I was at the gym this weekend, and they had a bulletin board, and somebody drawn a Viking on it. And I almost went over and drew a life rune on it. And I said, oh, better not do that, because the Nazis have expropriated that. And then somebody will have me on video camera and here in the gym, and it'll be on the news. Alex Jones drawing Nazi symbols, because everything is expropriated by different groups, and the public is ignorant. It's amazing. And every time I say spook on air, that is what they call CIA spies. That's what they call spies. You know, they call it the spook works. And I get emails going, how dare you use a racial term? I didn't even know that was, to some people, a racial term. That's like when I say Kool-Aid. I go, yeah, the Bush supporters have drunk the Kool-Aid, meaning Jim Jones. And then I get emails every time I say Obama supporters drink Kool-Aid. And they go, you're being racist. Black people drink Kool-Aid. Well, I didn't know that just black people drank Kool-Aid. See, all this multiculturalism, I always talk to college students. Remember when this happened to me? They teach you race in college and school. Now we're going to teach you every racist term and slur and teach you about your differences all day long instead of you just getting along with each other. It is these multiculturalists that pimp all of this stuff out. And now they've trained everybody. What do they say? Racist. You're supposed to fall down and worship them and apologize. Number one, Barack Obama's a puppet and runs nothing and is nothing. Just like George Bush. And I refuse to play your stupid little games of race and politics and Republican and Democrat. I refuse. I refuse to be part of it. All the groups that want to bash Jews or Catholics or Christians or Muslims or, meanwhile, the global bankers set up on top of us playing all the groups off against each other. I stay out of it. But there are hundreds of comments a day, hundreds of emails a day. I'm not exaggerating, saying you're a racist because you don't like Barack Obama. You're a racist. I mean, you people are idiots. And you think that's some effective a political thing you're doing. And I guess it is effective because you seem to be, you know, getting ahead with it. Support our policies to be taken over by foreign banks or you don't like black people. You know, what does the UN say? Give us trillions of dollars more or Africans will starve. Meanwhile, the UN's injecting them with all these different chemicals and biologicals and the vaccines and killing them deader than a hammer. And every liberal you scratch the skin of is actually a racist eugenicist. You know, that's the big issue here. Not all these distractions. But meanwhile, and then I'm going to go to your phone calls. Meanwhile, is your blog a weapon is one of the articles, and it links to the bill. I have the bill here in front of me, H.R. 1966. It says if something hurts someone's feelings or something might stir someone, push someone to engage in violence. That's what the Home Secretary is saying. She's saying, well, you don't have to call for violence or anything, but if what you're saying upsets people, then it might cause violence. So you see, now you're free to say anything that doesn't upset people. And the churches are free to say anything that's not political because they're now under 501c3 and under government regulation of their speech. See, first it's don't endorse a political candidate. Oh, and now don't say anything about politics. And now the preachers tell their members at lunch, if it's a church lunch, don't talk about politics when you're having lunch. See, we're all being bathed in tyranny, taught how to not have free speech now. So it goes on and on and on, and they've got hate bills introduced, you name it. This is what Smith says, the witch. This is a witch. She wants to shut down your speech so they can have their way with you. There's no doubt that England's going into serious tyranny. I mean, of the most virulent type. I mean, arresting people, death camp level. That's the architecture of what they've built. It's like they're marching us up to a guillotine, and people are saying, gee, I wonder what that's for. And I'm saying, well, that's a guillotine. So like if you see a dump truck, I wonder what that big yellow dump truck's for. Oh, they put aggregates, different, you know, rock and stone and asphalt and sand in the back. My gosh, how'd you know that? I mean, this is the exact, it's like if you see in a football game, they go into the shotgun formation, you know what they're about to do. I mean, this is, he's laughing at me again. Can we talk about Joe Madden? It's a joke, listeners. I know it's John Madden. It goes on here. It says, this is someone who has fallen into the category of fomenting hatred of such extreme views and expressing them in such a way that it is actually likely to cause inter-community tension or even violence if that person were allowed into the country. Yes, if Michael Savage, the little midget, old man was allowed into the country, everybody would just start murdering each other. But see, this is what they're now proposing in the U.S. If something could hurt someone's feelings, it's illegal. And again, whatever you see them doing in public school is what they're going to do later. And most of the private schools are under the same federal accreditation, so they're the same. There's no free speech in schools. There's no Fourth Amendment. There's no Fifth Amendment. You know, you're searched. You thumbprint to get your school lunch. You're a slave. You're a prisoner. You write dossiers on your parents. You're taught how to tattle. And the local Austin police put ads on for kids to tattle on their parents. It's in my film, Road to Tyranny. They put ads on local TV where I live to get $200 if you report on your parents. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is tyranny. And it's going on nationwide. So there, now there is her quotes. Now there's six names that won't be listed. I wonder who those names are. Probably. I bet I'm on there. They really hate my guts over there. You would have thought I was an 800-foot cyclops when I was walking down the streets of London to the police. I mean, they're just scared to death of anybody with a camera, anybody that can string a sentence together. I would show British citizens the cameras all around them, and they'd say, I don't see them. That's a famous clip in Terror Storm. The guy says, I don't see that camera. And he smiles. And see, the guy was intelligent. He was engaging in Crime Stop and doublethink. In fact, you guys search engine the definition of Crime Stop. I want to give them the exact Orwell definition of doublethink and Crime Stop. And he Crime Stopped. He said, I don't see those cameras. They don't exist. And he laughed. I said, they don't exist? He said, yeah. I choose not to see them. That is the essence of cowardice, the essence of subservience, the essence of capitulation to tyranny. Well, I'm not doing it, and I declare independence against this tyranny. Jim Tucker's coming up and your calls. I know you've been holding, folks, but I'm on a roll here today. Now, let me say this. the latest Bilderberg Group leak, and Estlin is with family on a family trip right now. He will be on Monday with exclusive info for you here. Monday's coming up in 3-4 days. What does it say in here how the Bilderberg Group is going after and demonizing anti-EU leadership in Ireland and other places? They say, put out news reports about how they're making money. The anti-EU group is making money off this. That's good for the commoners. That's good for the fishmongers down the streets. You know, play class warfare with them. What does the big super banks do? They play the poor people off against the middle class. It's always the same, folks. The globalists are weak. They're a small group of people. So they got to play them off. So, oh, these politicians and community leaders that don't want to give up their country's sovereignty and be taxed by the European Union, they want money. They're getting rich off of it. Same stuff they put out on us. When I put my videos out for free, when I put them out on the web for free, when we make a fraction of the capital we would because of it, I still do it. Because I want to win. I want to beat the tyrants. I know I'm in the right. I passionately care about what I'm doing. I am a pure soul. When it comes to this fight, I'm a pure soul. I'm certainly not a pure soul in every other issue. I got desires of the flesh, as they say. Let me tell you. Whether it's a giant plate of enchiladas or other things. Lord knows. Lord knows I'm a dirty dog. But the point here is that and when it comes to fighting tyranny and fighting bullies, I am pure of heart. My motives are pure as the driven snow. And I'm proud of who I am, and I love all the attacks. Again, I love that clip in Network when the old news editor comes in and says to the new corporate guy, he says, if you put Howard Beale on the air, I'm going to go to all the papers and TV. I'm going to make a big stink in this town. And he goes, good! We need the publicity. Do as much as you can. Now get out of here, you're fired. If you're not out by noon, I'll have you thrown out. Got to find that clip. Network's around here somewhere in the office. So at a base level, I love being attacked. Because for Alex Jones's success, and Alex Jones's overall getting the word out, because people are attacking me who do this just through ego, a lot of them, because I'm in pole position and they can't stand it. But it's sick and evil that I get off on being attacked, because overall, it is damaging to the liberty and freedom movement. And that's why the system does it. They know attacking me as a figurehead will in some ways hurt the overall movement. But me, the individual, it just makes me incredibly powerful. You understand? It makes Limbaugh incredibly powerful to be attacked on Oxycontin and being caught with Viagra coming back from the third world and acting like a fool. That hurts the Republican Party, but it helps Rush Limbaugh that he just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Well, it's the same with me. It makes me bigger and bigger and bigger, even though they're fake attacks. But it does do some damage overall, the liberty movement. So you see, so the evil side of me, the worldly side, the Machiavellian, cold-blooded side goes, oh, this is great, more attacks. And it's actually a sick form of entertainment for me, but I just don't have time to ever focus on it anymore, even though I do enjoy it. I mean, really, I enjoy it so much, people can't imagine it, but that is an evil side of me. Because it actually gives me energy. I'm like, oh, I'm tired today. My enemies are attacking me. I'm got to go back out. No, I do a better radio show, more information. I feel better overall, and I'm closer to God if I do it purely through love. But I have to say that I, you know, want to fall back into going along with all this worldliness. But listen, that said, there's going to be banners up in the next few hours at Infowars.com. And prisonplanet.com, I wonder with the big month-long preparation for this if anybody has a banner, but we'll see about that. We've got a new InfoWarsMoneyBomb.net website, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.net, but we'll have big banners up on InfoWars.com, prisonplanet.com. It went live about 30 minutes ago. It's going to propagate InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Did I say .net? I can't keep track of everything anymore. They haven't given me the site in weeks, so I don't even really have the address. Give that to me again, Jaron. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. We're having the once-a-year annual one. Volunteers just came up with the idea last year, very successful. We're going to do it again. And we've already filled up the 7,800-square-foot office. 7,000 feet has come available right next door to us. We're moving in. We're just putting it all on the table. We're going to expand so I can have an even better, bigger TV studio because we've already run out of room over here. So it'll go to that. You've already seen the expansions we've made here. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Big banners will be up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com the next few hours. Go there and pledge to give June 11th. I don't care if it's a dollar, $10, $100, whatever. But why wait while the revolution's going on? I'm not going to let the Bilderberg Group trying to intimidate me, you know, saying, oh, how dare us sell videos or have sponsors. That's a ridiculous psyop. Everybody who has a political view raises money or puts out a newspaper or charges. Again, this is mental illness, and I'm not going to play along with it. So since the Bilderberg Group wants to make a big deal about it, I want to say I'm just totally proud of the fact that we sell books and videos and have sponsors and can fund what we're doing. So I'll tell listeners right now, say no to the Bilderberg Group and write to me. Send a check right now, large as you can. I'll spend it on fighting the New World Order and hiring more people. 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Fill it out to Free Speech Systems, LLC. Fill it out to Alex Jones. You can fill it out to InfoWars, whatever you like. 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. I am proud to ask for money in the info war to fight these bastards and build up what we're doing and get better and leaner and meaner and faster. I am absolutely fired up about this, and we're having a huge effect, and we need the capital. So, folks, fill our coffers up in the info war. We'll hire more people, upgrade the websites, put out more free videos, and kick the New World Order's hind end. Stay with us.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS Pepper Spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion Stun Gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Jim Tucker's coming up, start of the next segment, just finishing up on the attack on free speech. Free speech, liberty, It's all under attack. All these different senators are on record saying they want a fairness doctrine for the Internet. The New York Times writes all these big editorials saying, in the Internet as we know it, in free speech for your own safety, gatekeepers for your own safety. Senator Jay Rockefeller comes out and says, we'd be better off without the Internet. We need to shut it down. They had another congressman last week. We posted it up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com coming out and saying, yeah, do we need to give Obama a on-off switch? In fact, pull that up, guys, when we start the PrisonPlanet.tv show. I want to show that to people. We can show them the video. You know, we need to be able to shut the web off. They are doing this and putting out all this hype about the Internet is dying. The Internet's being attacked by Russians and the Chinese. Meanwhile, you read Pentagon documents where they've launched cyber attacks against themselves. The excuse is to hype up and run a false flag cyber attack, which they've already done, many small ones, to then say, oh, look, we're under attack. We've got to take over the Internet. And that's exactly what a month and a half ago the head of cybersecurity said. What did the head of cybersecurity say a month and a half ago that Obama had appointed? He said, the Pentagon and NSA are taking over the Internet. It's no longer going to be free. I resign. Then the head of MI5 resigns and comes out and says, we're setting up an Orwellian state here. Openly. By the way, did you guys find the definition to Crime Stop and Doublethink? Oh, okay. I don't see it here. Oh, here it is. Crime Stop. Yeah. Crime Stop is a newspeak term taken from the novel 1984 by George Orwell. It means to rid oneself of unwanted thoughts, i.e. thoughts that interfere with the ideology of the party. This was a way a person avoids committing thought crime. In the novel, we hear about Crime Stop through the eyes of protagonist Winston Smith. The mind should develop a blind spot whenever a dangerous thought presents itself. The process should be automatic, instinctive. Crime Stop, they call it in newspeak. He set to work to exercise himself in Crime Stop. He presently presented himself with propositions. The party says that the earth is flat. The party says that ice is heavier than water. And trained himself in not seeing or understanding the arguments that contradicted them. And that's what we saw in England. They would say, I want to give up my liberty for freedom. I do not see that camera. And I'd say, there's a camera right there. And he would laugh and say, I choose not to see it. And this is what the yuppies do. This is what they all do. It's a giggling spirit of weakness and scum-filledness. I don't know how else to explain it to people. But the hordes of scum and weak, spoiled brats that laugh at the laws of the universe are amongst us. And the bankers are savagely ravaging and ruining and destroying everything right now, irrevocably butchering our economy. And I got news for the yuppies and all the servants of evil. You're not getting away with this. You're going to get hurt by your own system. You're going to get hurt by what you've helped bring into fruition. So get ready. All your snickering, all your giggling, all of this being funny isn't going to be funny for much longer, punks. So again, I'll say it. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Big banners going up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. And you can go in there and pledge to give coming up on the Money Bomb date of June 11th. And there's a tour of the office up there. You can see what we did with the last Money Bomb. I want to expand. We've got to expand. It falls to us to do this. And all this Internet censorship and everything else that's happening. You know, we had that bullhorn auctioned off to try to buy a piece of equipment. They went in and put in fake bids and ruined that auction. And that's when I decided to have another money bomb. They're not going to stop us having people call here a 1-800 line or going to my InfoWars and donating that way. You know, they even shut that down. We'll take checks. They're trying to stop us from capitalizing our operation. We need to build capital. We need to capitalize our operation to be able to continue and expand. There's a lot of stuff needs to be done, and we don't have the money. So, again, go to InfoWars.com today. Buy a bunch of books and videos. That's how we get the word out. All right, we'll be right back with Jim Tucker. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you.
You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm in here swatting fruit flies in the office. Hey, there's a W on these. Are these for swatting George Bush vampire bats? Anyways, a little bit of humor there. They've got bills introduced to arrest you under felony charges if what you say hurts anyone's feelings. It actually says that. I know you've been holding callers, but I've been on a roll today. Jim Tucker's with us for 20 minutes, and then we will go to Don, Tom, Pastor William, Steve, Michael, and others. You can call back in if you want to go ahead and get off the line, or you can wait and we'll get to you. There's just massive news all off the charts. It's all completely insane. Bilderberg Group news as well. I wanted to go to Jim Tucker now. We've got a story up on PrisonPlanet.com from the latest news release put out by Daniel Estulin. We had Daniel Estulin coming on the show Monday, and I was reminded that it was Jim Tucker back in 2008 when fuel was $149 at the time in June. He said that they were going to cut the price in half, and everybody laughed at him. To bankrupt Venezuela and other nations. Now Soros has come out and said they did just that. Jim Tucker, and everybody was talking about Lindsey Williams. Lindsey Williams had this Atlantic Richfield connection and all this stuff, and he did separately have that connection. But we had already broken this in an article written at PrisonPlanet.com, Secret of Bilderberg Agenda to Microchip Americans Leaked. Elitists want microchip Americans in the name of fighting terrorism. Europeans universally opposed to attack on Iran. Globalists fear oil prices rising too quickly. And you read the area here on page 2, and it has it all. So I wanted to get Jim to go back to his memory a year ago. Remember when it was $149 a barrel? I think it was $147 by then. And now here we are at 40-something bucks a barrel. And kind of give us any other tidbits, because we kind of glazed over that when he said it at the time from his Bilderberg contacts. Jim Tucker, good to have you here with us.
It's always fun.
It's always fun, my friend. We're going to break in a minute, so you get a cigarette in 2 minutes, okay?
Okay.
Okay, good. All right. This is the choo-choo train we're talking to. The real gumshoe Jim Tucker. Daniel Estulin, Danny, has come out with new information, as you know. I'll talk about that after the break. But first, go back to a year ago, your Bilderberg contacts. I guess you didn't toot your horn about this. 140-something bucks, now 40 bucks? What specifically did they say?
Well, we were reported immediately that the Bilderberg people had said that we're going to have to bring the price of oil down. They had brought it up a few years earlier. They had brought it up. Not said they have to bring it down because they were afraid Joseph Sixpack would stick with his small car, stick with the railroads or the public transportation, unless they got the prices down quickly. And they did not want to lose Joe Sixpack on the highways. So, as you said, nobody believed it at the time. And I'm not writing, wasn't writing any predictions. I was simply writing what Bilderberg was going to try to do. And they normally succeed. So, as you said, the price, we reported immediately that the Bilderberg was going to try to bring down the price of oil from $149, almost $150 a barrel, to $40 a barrel. They got it down briefly below $40. But that started to unfold immediately with the right people in both in the Far East and in the United States saying the right things immediately after Bilderberg. I mean, so quickly, it reminds me of when, I think it was a trilateral commission meeting in California some years ago where Bilderberg called, the trilaterals called for a 10-cent hike in the federal gasoline tax in the United States. And the following Tuesday, after the meeting broke up on Monday, the Washington Post on the editorial page called for a 10-cent hike in the price of the tax, federal tax on gasoline.
Okay, Jim, but, Tucker, stay there. We're going to come right back to you in T-minus 3 minutes. Jim Tucker, just an amazing icon, the man who exposed Bilderberg Group over 30 years ago when the newspaper said he was crazy and didn't exist. Now Fox, CNN, BBC all report it and say, hey, world government's good. Hand in your firearms.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Live, a few news stories I didn't get to yesterday. This is the type of stuff I don't get to. London Telegraph, swine flu, inflatable mortuaries, and express funerals planned for flu pandemic. It goes on to talk about giant incinerators to burn the dead bodies, how they rolled all this out in the UK and the US, saying we're ready for the pandemic. All we've ever done is report the mass grave sites they've got ready for pandemics, the mass incinerators. We've read the executive orders. We've read the news articles, and then Glenn Beck and Popular Mechanics write articles saying none of it exists, we made it up. Well, here's the London Telegraph. I mean, I'm just another article. I mean, the whole point is this is all set up, and they're ready for this. That's all we're reporting. But again, what they do is straw men. They'll go to one site where there isn't mass graves and say, see, it's all discredited. That'd be like if I said dolphins don't exist. People said, okay, we'll prove that. So I took you to middle of Kansas to a field of wheat and said, look, there's no dolphins here. Dolphins don't exist. Proof, 100%. That's what Glenn Beck and others do. You can really trust me. I'm going to get to the bottom of these camps. I think they're real. And a month later, after all this hype, they're not real. It's a total fraud. There's Popular Mechanics. Let me take you to an Amtrak station that isn't a camp that some kook said 15 years ago was, and then discredit all the serious research documenting that. Okay, going back to Jim Tucker. I would guess that you've seen Daniel Esselin's new report. We've got it up at prisonplanet.com. Right now, and I've been trying to find my article. I had it here. They dropped so many articles on my desk. It's buried somewhere where Bilderberg wants to engineer a depression, feudalism, to bankrupt the world economy so that they can bring in more control, bring in a new bank of the world, new global currencies. But isn't this just a repeat of what they're always saying, always doing, always pushing, always wanting?
Well, yes, it's all part of their agenda. But now they have, whether it was manufactured or not, a global economic crisis. They're going to exploit. Now, I have great confidence in Danny Esselin's work. We've collaborated for years and years at Bilderberg meetings. We pool our information. Well, in Europe, where there's a large number of reporters from major newspapers and outlets, broadcast outlets attending, we all meet every evening and pool our information. We're not competitors. We're collaborators and confirm each other's findings as far as possible. And Danny has always been right. And his information, from the Paul Prison Planet account is consistent with and expands upon everything I found out about trilaterals with their common agenda in Tokyo in late April and in getting information on the Bilderberg agenda for this year. We knew that they were going to exploit it, and he does expand on my earlier findings that Bilderberg would be exploiting the economic crisis in an attempt to get everybody, especially to these bad old Americans who believe in national sovereignty, to agree to a sort of worldwide global Department of the Treasury, which of course would be a big step toward world government, which is its ultimate goal. But we can take heart in the fact that Bilderberg has been blocked so far in these attempts. We can be proud of the fact that young Americans, many of them wearing Ron Paul baseball caps, turned out for these various rallies. They turned out at Bilderberg last year in Chantilly in large numbers, and they're carrying a message back to educate and older, affluent, and couch potato generation.
Absolutely. Again, your book, Jim Tucker's Bilderberg Diary, is an excellent chronicle of your 30-plus years covering them. It is available, I should add, at the online bookstore of Infowars.com, or folks can call toll-free to get it at 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Just full of photos and documents and articles and all of the exploits of Bilderberg exposed by Jim Tucker. Now, Jim Tucker, what new intel have you gotten since we talked a few weeks ago, building up to the meeting in June in Greece? Break down the dates of that. Where it is?
Actually, it's in May.
May, late May. That's right.
Yeah. Well, I'll go to Greece next Monday by flight to.
Oh, it's early May. Okay, I was wrong. Okay.
Oh, wait, May 14, 17, something like that.
Okay.
So I'll be going to flying to Athens, which is next door to Voulamini, where the scene of the crime, next Monday. I'll be there Tuesday evening. It's an overnight flight from Dulles to and a connection.
I don't know somewhere. How I got it in my head that it was in early June again. It's normally then or in late May. They're kind of having it early this year, aren't they?
Well, it's not unprecedented. I remember they met, I think it was in Munich, about the first weekend in May 1 year, but that was the earliest I've ever known them to meet, early May. It's normally late May to mid-June. But this year, May 14, 17.
Okay, Jim. Well, I want to get reports from you there. I need to make sure my producer gets your hotel number. Are you going to have a cell phone, or should I get a hold of you also if I lose track of you through the newspaper?
Yeah, you call the newspaper, and I think our website has my complete itinerary on it.
Okay, well, when should I have my producer nail down times to have you report live for little 10-minute reports for us on that Thursday and Friday?
Let's see, I guess maybe if you give me a call in Lula Meany on Wednesday, by that time I'll probably have contacts set up. And quite often in recent years, is the we've had good sources inside who would be tarred and feathered and strung up if they were identified, but they sometimes will call me by prearrangement on a secure telephone, and other times we meet at obscure places and pretend we don't know each other. I'm reading a newspaper, he's reading a newspaper, and we're talking. So once I get a better handle on when I have to meet these people, then we can figure out a time for you and me to talk.
Absolutely. Just so long as we do get you on each day, if it's even for 10 minutes, to give us the latest intel, because you'll hear it here first, folks. The information coming out of Bilderberg, 98% of the time, they're able to get their agenda through. Just like a couple years ago in 2007, Jim said, George Bush is going to come out and endorse man-made global warming and carbon taxes, and everybody didn't believe it. And 2 weeks later, George Bush came out and embraced it. And that was the Bilderberg that Governor Rick Perry treacherously, illegally under the Logan Act, was attending. Man, time flies already into May, and they're meeting in May, meeting there in Greece. Jim, any other intel ahead of this year concerning what they're planning and what's on their agenda?
Well, as American Free Press readers know by now, they also plan to exploit the so-called swine flu, hoping to scare the drugs out of everybody. And again, although they seem to seems to be petering out the swine flu, thank goodness, but they're hoping to use that as a vehicle to scare people into accepting the World Health Organization as a sort of a World Department of Health and Human Services. Again, another major surrender of sovereignty on the part of all European and North American nations.
In fact, Jim, they've been saying that. They've been saying this is good for globalism, good for the global community, good to have the UN in control of the regions.
Yes. Oh, well, in fact, I said North America and Europe, but now that includes South America and, of course, through the Trilateral Commission, the Asian nations, too, including, although not directly, Red China.
Now, Jim, final question, and we'll check in with you one more time next week before you leave town, and then once you're there, we're very thankful for your time. Jim Tucker, specifically, Esselin's on record in Endgame and in the Obama deception that he has two Bilderberg members that are contacts. You say you go and meet with these people. I know when the Independent Film Channel crew was with you, you were being followed, you were being chased, security services, you had to go into bazaars and through alleyways to shake them to meet your contacts. Are you generally meeting, I mean, this is already out there, but I'm curious, do you have Bilderberg contacts, or are your contacts the Secret Services?
I can't go much further than that. Otherwise, I'd implicate some very important people and lose their services. I can tell you that one of my favorite contacts, especially good at finding out where they'll meet, is someone who deals in international finance. He enjoys... It's helpful to him personally to know what Bilderberg's up to because of his business. He knows them well enough so that he can have casual conversations with certain ones and determine the meeting place and the dates as he did this year and for several years in the past. But again, if I got closer to identifying him, it could blow the whole thing.
No, I know.
In fact, for a lot of years, I would negotiate with sources of how much, well, I can describe them. Okay, a man about 40 years old, 6 feet tall, 180 pounds, wears a business suit. But then one of our readers was a retired law enforcement criminologist, some light, sent me a letter saying that if Bilderberg wanted to backtrack, is the way you describe your sources physically, they could still nail the guy. So we explained to the readers that we don't do that anymore. You'll not know if the source is a girl, boy, fat, skinny, young or old, because I don't know.
Exactly. But, I mean, it's quite remarkable to know that there's two Bilderberg Group members that don't like what it's doing out of 140 members or so.
Well, it's not without precedent. Lady Thatcher did not
like... Tell you what, Jim, let's do one more segment. Stay there. You got a four-minute break. We'll come right back to you. One more segment, Jim Tucker, then your calls.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Briefly going back to this London Telegraph, it says Department of Health projections with the total UK death toll from the pandemic as high as 750,000. It was confirmed in 2006 that officials have ordered millions of extra body bags as a precaution. Then it goes into the crematoriums and the mass refrigerators and all the rest of it for a possible influenza outbreak. And all we've ever done is in Europe, the United States, Canada, show all these mainstream news articles, and then we get called conspiracy theorists for pointing out they've set up for all of this. You know, we show the different news articles over time. People just sit there living in denial. John, is Jim back yet? I'm not joking, folks. He runs out during every break and smokes cigarettes. I tell you, he is certainly an old timer, to say the least. I tell you, folks, somebody left something out in the office, and there's fruit flies all over the office. And they keep landing on my face, and it's driving me crazy. I've killed two of them since we've been live the last 25 minutes, and I'm going to kill the rest of them, but I may have to be. I'm like King Kong in here. They're like, as soon as I put the fly swatter down, they come back into the area here. Jim Tucker is a real treasure, folks. He has trouble walking, got hip problems and stuff, but he always still goes out there and marches all over through the summer sun, wherever he's at, to get the story. Hey, Jim. Got one. Hey, Jim, you there? He's still not. Okay, I heard you open your mic up, so I thought he might have been there. Another one. One of his compatriots just attacked me and crashed in my face as I killed one of the others. Folks, we're under attack. New World Order attack. These are probably programmed to, that's a joke. I try to have gallows humor here, as one listener said, but there really are fruit flies in here. I can now fan myself. Oh, I'm David Rockefeller. Except David Rockefeller wouldn't fan himself. In fact, one of you come in here while I talk to Jim and fan me. Fan me with the fly swatter. All right, let's get serious. Go back to Jim. Jim, that was a 6.5-minute cigarette break. This is a short segment, so we only have 3 minutes left with you. But getting serious, Jim, you were finishing up your point about Margaret Thatcher. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. She attended one meeting of Bilderberg and never attended another one. And I learned that Bilderberg had decided to punish her and get her thrown out of as head of state, as prime minister of Britain. She was replaced, head of her party, by son of a trapeze artist, John Major. And, of course, I forgot who it was with her own party who succeeded her as prime minister. And I had the pleasure of talking briefly with her at a reception in Washington a couple of years later and asked her about it. And her response, I quote it directly, I can roughly paraphrase it now, that she considered it a tribute to be denounced by Bilderberg and spoke harshly of any head of state who would surrender any sovereignty to an international organization. And she was very harsh in her condemnation of Bilderberg, and for her I had a great deal of respect.
All right, well, Jim Tucker, they're openly announcing world government all over the news, saying it's the solution to the banking crisis, a new global banking authority to set tax rates, interest rates, currency rates. What is it like to have this 35-year journey of exposing the New World Order and now have them just admitting it everywhere and calling for bills like H.R. 1966 that will charge you with a felony if something you say hurts someone's feelings?
They taught us in law school that the court has no remedy for hurt feelings. So that's why this god-awful hate crimes bill is such a monster. It punishes you for it turns the federal thought police loose on all the streets of America when every state harshly punishes violent crime. Now, whether you beat up the old lady because you wanted her money, or also you hate fat people, doesn't matter. You've beaten her up, you've stolen her money, you go to jail for 30 years, kill her, you get fried. In fact, those three thugs who dragged that aged Negro man to death in the back of their pickup truck down in Texas. They're on death row. They're afraid to die. They'd much rather be charged with a federal hate crimes law because federal hate crimes law does not allow capital punishment. The state of Texas is going to hang them.
Absolutely. And Jim, just because you're a news reporter, you may not know about this new bill we just discovered, H.R. 1966, the Cyberbullying Prevention Act, is worse. It just says if you hurt somebody's feelings, federally charged. You don't, I mean, this is, if they just say their feelings are hurt. Jim Tucker, we'll talk to you next week before you go to Bilderberg. We'll talk to you at Bilderberg. The book is Jim Tucker's Bilderberg Diary. Talk to you soon, brother.
Very good.
Thank you for the time. We'll come back with your call straight away, I promise. Of course, you know that means nothing.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Update on the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. That's what Dave that ran the channel told me, and I have the complaint here. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette says they didn't make the complaint about us showing a Pittsburgh Post-Gazette article on the TV show. I remember when we got the complaint, you know, that's what it said. It said it was them, but now it looks like it might have been a fake complaint not filed by them. So that's how people get the channel shut down that had over a million views a week, tens of millions of views total, 40,000 plus subscribers. We have got a lot of folks subscribing to the YouTube channel, the backup at YouTube, The Info Warrior. And we've got links to that up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And Dave also created another channel, so folks should go find that and do that. So that's coming up. Okay, let's go to your calls. You've been holding long enough. Don in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, long-time listener, over 10 years.
Hey, buddy, what's on your mind?
Well, I was just going to let you know that I have a couple more brief points, but that this Obama deception is the easiest to distribute film you've ever made. And I concur with them being evergreen because I watched America Destroyed by Design just recently. But the two points I wanted to make was I live in a community that everybody knows everybody's business. In fact, they even published traffic tickets, speeding tickets, and things like that. And one of our doctors gave his 19-year-old daughter a vaccine for Gardasil, and she died.
Well, that's, you know, according to the FBI, it's evil to be alternative media, though, and to point out mainstream news articles where all these kids are dying. But, again, we're bad to point that out, sir. We should just admit the bankers robbing us are good, and we're bad.
Right. Also, I wish this was a little more timely, but going back to when Prince, when Obama went to England for the G20 meeting, and he did all that bowing, every St. Patrick's Day History Channel plays the Irish in America, and I think I've got my facts right, but at the 1904 Olympics was held in London, and it's protocol that when, in the opening ceremony, when they go past the viewing station, because the royal family's there, that they dip the flag, and it's symbolic of bowing to the king. Well, most of the American team, United States team, was Irish. And one of them went up to the color bearer and told him if he dipped that flag, that he'd spend that night in the hospital. And to this day, our flag is not dipped. That set a precedent. And when they called, when they had talked with a spokesman, he said the Stars and Stripes bow to no earthly king.
Well, I know this. The bankers have taken over, and they're still going to allow us to have the flag as an image out there, but what that image symbolizes is changing to one of tyranny, and it's very, very sad. So the spirit of the flag's being basically possessed and taken over. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, Don. Tom in Wisconsin. Tom, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Again, I thank you for everything you do because, you know, we need some guidance with what's going on now. But, you know,
I don't think I give guidance. I just cover all this crazy news. I mean, I get up here hold on a minute, and I read a bill, and I tell people it says right here they'll arrest you if somebody says you've hurt their feelings. Go ahead.
I'm just saying that your analysis is what gives us guidance. It's not the event going on because, you know, we need somebody to help digest what's going on if we're not informed. But I'm on probation myself right now, and I had to go get treatment for my issue. And today I had my final meeting with my counselor, and I saw when I brought up that there's two dogs in my house, and they're not spayed or neutered, and, you know, I don't believe in getting shots for my dog because I don't know what's in them. And she literally just started like, oh, I care for your dogs, and oh my gosh, you know, the female's in heat, and oh, that's just so painful. And it was just, it hit me how much of a priest class it is for these people, like the way they think and the way they view the world. She thought it was more cruel for my dogs to not be altered than it would have been for them to be altered.
No. These are control freaks. And it sounds with something that sounds reasonable, like spayed or neuter. Well, that's your choice. So there's not all these unwanted puppies and cats. Sounds reasonable. But once the precedent's set that she's going to control your life, it's the nanny state. And so at the low level, it's all a bunch of well-meaning idiots. And there's also just hardcore criminals that aren't, you know, in uniform. But then above them are scientific dictators who understand what they're doing and understand what they've set up.
And see, the final thing that happened, too, before I left, that just was shock and awe for me, because I was actually seeing it in real time happen before me, was the last thing she said was, like, you know, I hope things go well for you, I hope you do okay, you know, hope things work out. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm really just worried about my survival, and I believe that things are going to get a lot darker before it gets better. And she just looked like she was about to cry, and she was like saying, she just basically said to me, like, well, you know, we can all try to be as happy as we can be. And what struck me about that statement was, instead of acknowledging that things are getting bad, instead of acknowledging the horrible things that are going on, she just was like, well, I'm going to be as happy as I can be. And it's like, if you're going to be happy and be delusional, you know, that doesn't help anybody, even if you are in a position where you're supposed to help people. It just trying to coach me to be delusional about the rest of the world doesn't help me.
No, I hear you. I hear you, and I appreciate your call. In fact, if you read 1984, that is his experiences as a member of the secret police in India, then as a communist fighter against the Nazis in Spain. Then he finds out the Nazis and the communists are all controlled by the same people. He works for British propaganda at the BBC. In wartime propaganda, and then he writes 1984 and dies. In there, his upstairs neighbor, no matter how bad things are, he makes excuses about how it's all about him just being happy mentally and how great it is that his kids are little government spies. And then when his kids denounce him and send him to the torture camp, he thanks them and says, yes, it's true. I deserve it. I must have done something I didn't know I did. And that's what they do. It's double think. It's triple think. It's crime stop. It's double speak. They are living in la la land. Thank you, Don. Tom in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead. Okay, that was Tom. Okay, let's go to Pastor William in New Jersey. Pastor William, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Yeah. Hey, thanks for all your valuable work. You know, we appreciate what you do. You were talking this morning about the First Amendment and constitutional rights abuse. I thought I would give you a call. It's the first time I've tried to call, and I thought I'd give you a call and let you know about this one. Back on 3/24/05, our church was seized by the New Jersey State Police Counterterrorism Division in cooperation and correlation with the local sheriff's office. My wife and I were arrested on criminal charges, and all that went down because we refused to incorporate the church. Now, I also heard you talking earlier about the 501c3, and, you know, I don't know if your listeners are really cognitive of how evil and despicable the whole process of incorporating a church really is, or understand the ramifications of incorporating a church. But if you are a pastor and you refuse to do that, man, they will put a target on you that's so big that they will not miss you. You know, it took 6 years for them to decide that they were going to, in complete absence of any lawful reason for doing so, to just come in and steamroller us over, and that's exactly what they did. And they did it with an incredible, amazing show of force. They did it through intimidation. They did it through a long process of systematic harassment and using the local press there who cooperated with them, who were more than happy to cooperate with them. And when push came to shove, they came in and they seized the church. My wife and I essentially lost everything that we ever spent.
Yeah, for those that
lives.
Don't know, a famous case of this was the Indianapolis Baptist Temple, one of
yes.
the first actions of then Attorney General John Ashcroft. And the church just said, look, we're not going to pay taxes to you. Congress shall make no law establishing the exercise
respecting
of religion.
Yeah.
Respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And then they always advertise, oh, the greedy church wanted money. It's like televangelists. The televangelist, the government has been caught actually funding them as CIA fronts. That's mainstream news for folks that don't know. Just search engine it. It's the true independent churches. Government's not supposed to be involved in churches. They have no jurisdiction. And now they've gone from telling churches what they can and can't say to literally funding them and taking them over with the clergy response teams.
Well, see, that was the whole basis on us establishing the church as a non-incorporated, non-consenting church that was established in and under the actual and literal lordship of Christ rather than the lordship of Caesar. And that's why they fought us tooth and nail as long as they did. But when they finally seized the church, this is 3 years ago, but we've been the past 3 years putting together a two-part, three-hour documentary DVD titled Seized for Refusing to Incorporate, the Story of the Church at Salem, which is posted on our website. And can I give our website out over the
air? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it is www.thechurchatsalem.info. And,
all right, I'm going to let you go, sir. I appreciate your call. This is the supposed freedom of this country. Congress shall make no law. In fact, I'm looking at for my pocket constitution, but I know the First Amendment, so it doesn't matter. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And until the 1950s, the government wasn't involved in anything with churches. Then they said, oh, we'd like you to fill out a form saying you're tax exempt. We'd like you to do that. And it's just a formality. And the churches were so trusting, they didn't know they were waiving their rights going in now as a charity, not a church. Just like there's no law to take vaccines, but it's a policy. And then if your child isn't in school, they charge you with truancy. And it's so obvious, but the parents never notice. I'm being charged with truancy because they kicked my child out for not having shots, but there's no law on shots. Well, it's the same thing. They get you to sign a contract. And now I've been sent the letters from Catholic churches, Protestant churches, all of them, where they're telling them it is the law that no one be allowed to talk about politics, not just the preacher, not just the employees, in the pews, in Sunday school, in the parking lot. And they hand out sheets. Raymond Teague's Baptist Church, big one out in Dripping Springs. Sacred. This is America. This is total Russia. Handed out sheets going, you don't talk about elections anywhere. You don't talk about it. Or we'll lose our tax exemption. The church will get shut down. So see, first it's, oh, just fill out this form. No big deal. To now the commissars, the political officers, you will be shut down. You will be arrested. And the preachers are, and then after the fear, they come in and say, hey, the government can be friends too. We got free federal money, billions a year. And they just buy off the denominations' heads. And they've bought everybody off. They've got federal funding going of every Christian denomination that's big out there. It doesn't matter. Every major group, look up your church group. You'll find faith-based initiative. And they come in, they give them the FEMA documents. They have secret meetings with your preachers, now declassified. Think about it. Secret meetings with the preachers. I mean, how secret police does that get? They tell them, prepare them for mass graves, prepare them to take shots, prepare them for mass inoculation, prepare them to go to camps, prepare them to turn in their guns, teach them Romans 13. Bone chilling. And then I'm the radical on air because I am saying this isn't freedom. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Steve in Chicago. Steve, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex. I'm wondering, did you see the Chicago Sun-Times article, Michelle Obama's cousin to lead Chicago public school security?
No, but I know that they're giving all their cronies and family members and limousine liberals and some of the biggest slumlords jobs. He's hiring every Chicago mobster he can.
Well, okay, this is about Michelle Obama's or Robinson's first cousin, Michael Shields. This guy is evidently some screw-up because they had him busted down to a lieutenant at the Belmont area headquarters there in a patrol capacity. Now, because he's the first cousin or cousin, he's going to head the Chicago Public School street gang crime unit. And he's going to prevent all these killings that are happening. They had 38 killings for Chicago public school kids just this year alone.
Well, I know Chicago's got a gun ban. So they've got the highest crime rate in the nation. And then the second highest is New York with the gun ban and so on and so forth down the list. And it was in the news yesterday. I didn't get to it, but it was up on Infowars.com, just where the police publicly say it's asset forfeiture seizure, and they just pull you over. They like your car. They just take it. And it's now happening all over Texas. I've seen the news every week where they just pull you over and rob your wallet, rob your jewelry, and say, move along. And the news contacts the cops, and they say, yeah, it's suspicious to have $1,000 in your purse and a Rolex. Prove it in money laundering. So guilty until proven innocent. Isn't that freedom in America?
Oh.
Just no comments on that?
Oh, no, no. I believe that. The problem is it's the endemic corruption that you have here. But then it gets back to the system. The system has been here for generations. Anybody that tries to break it up, and I can go back about this, but you said the Chicago Police Summerdale scandal. That was a big scandal in 1960, around there, where these guys were using black and whites and full uniforms to take out the stereos, at that time the TVs, everything. And they were doing it on duty. And even now...
No. It was in the Washington Post and Washington Times. The cops just pull up with wreckers. They own wrecker companies in uniform. People walk out of McDonald's in one case, parked in the regular spot, and he's hooking up the guy's nice Mercedes. He said, the officer just drew down and said, I'm taking your car. And I mean, it's so corrupt. They just, we rule. We steal everything. I mean, folks, the government is beyond. In fact, people won't believe this. Google Washington, D.C. police stealing cars. I mean, folks, you cannot make this up. That's what I mean. That's what tyranny is, Steve, as you know. It is when the evil takes over and evil is good and good is bad. And we're here. And they're going to get an army of poor, dumbed down people to turn them loose against the middle class and steal everything we got. It's over. I mean, they are coming for us. They're coming for our guns. They're coming for everything. And they mean business. And they are scum. And they are filth. And they are trash. And if we could just admit how criminal the bankers are and admit how many police forces are mafia and admit the government's bringing in the drugs, it could all stop if people would just say no. I mean, folks, it's going to get bad. They are going to steal everything. They can't help it.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make a change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born.
Yeah, I have YouTube here. Here's the update. I have YouTube's sheet with the complaints. We now fully know what shut down the website. There was a complaint on the video. Neocon talk show host Michael Reagan wants to kill Mark Dice. They got Mark Dice's channel banned for that. You play a clip of him saying, murder 9/11 truthers, I will pay for the bullets, murder them, I am contracting for murder. And the police would do nothing. They said, he's allowed to call for your murder. But we're going to ban criticizing open borders. Literally, it's now happening. That's how selectively this is enforced. So, clearly fair use, calling for our murder, Mark Dice specifically. Because it takes three of these to do it. And the other one, YouTube said was one of their issues. And then the next one was Alex, this is the name of the video, Alex Jones on 590 KLBJ AM. I don't know if people always call the show that. That's just where we do the Sunday show out of. It's syndicated. New World Order Summit and Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. And YouTube said that showing the news article that he used as a slide with the photo of the guy that was from his MySpace, that's what did it. And the claim is by PS Company. And YouTube says that's the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, because that's all that's there is the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. It's a slideshow. It's not, we don't do that show. I'm going to probably move into the studio so we can go live on Sundays with the video feed at prisonplanet.tv as well for folks that are watching over there. And that's in the works the next month or so, the way we do it, maybe 10 years from now. But the point is, well, we're so busy doing all these other jobs, folks, and I'm so busy, I'm not bitching. I got to take a vacation. You know, this happens a couple times a year where I've been doing like four or five radio shows a day on top of my own show and not getting sleep, where my brain stops working and I start making a lot of mistakes and I have to take off a few days. And so look for me to be off a few days coming up and Jason Burmes to be in here, because even one or two days of me unplugging the computer, staying away from the news, camping or something can get me to untangle my brain, because I mean, a lot of folks are saying, oh, it's the best shows ever, but not mentally. Mentally, I am just, it feels like I got a lead weight on my back or something. I just can't, I'm so sick of the New World Order and all their crap that I just can't focus on it for a couple days. I'm going to have to take off. And this only happens a few times a year, but I've got to get out of here. I've got to get out of here because I just feel very aggressive. I feel very, very aggressive, and I'm sick of parasites and pimps and government thugs and all of it. That's a nice way of saying it. Nice way of saying it. I can't believe my fellow man puts up with this type of crap. I mean, I can't believe that people would go along with all of this. So Mark Dice, in agreeing not to sue Michael Reagan, they unsuspended his channel. So we need to call Mark Dice and have him call Michael Reagan. They're now buddies, because Reagan got scared of all this stuff and apologized on air and then took the copyright infringement notice off and that unsuspended Mark Dice's big account. So now that I have this, Dave, the guy that runs the channel, just told me about it earlier. Now I have all the official documents. We know who to go to. Pittsburgh Post-Gazette's denying it, saying they didn't do it. I wonder if Michael Reagan will deny he did it. Because it's a big deal. That site was over 2,000 videos painstakingly uploaded, on average, tens of thousands of views apiece and growing. It was just a huge body of viral video that was over a million a week. Got a lot of news coming up after this break, and we got a couple of guests popping in shortly and your phone calls.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. Or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's continue with phone calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Michael in Florida. I got a lot of news coming up. Michael in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Hey, buddy.
Good to talk to you. Listen, I wanted to send something out to the people who are sitting on the fence with the New World Order. They're going back and forth with you, or they don't really know what's going on, or they don't even believe it. There is a quote by a French politician back in the 1850s. I can't pronounce the name completely. I'm sure it's wrong. It's Alexis de Tocqueville, something like that.
It's Alexander de Tocqueville, yeah.
Yeah, he said the American Republic will endure until politicians realize they can bribe the people with their own money. And our politicians just told us with the banks that they're going to take our tax dollars so the banks can loan us money. I mean, if people see the circular logic here that's going on, this is for real. You know, those of you who are sitting on the fence, this is no joke. And if I may touch on that analogy that you used with the frog, about the frog, you know, putting it in the cold water and slowly boiling it. With these elites and, you know, with the Bilderbergs and with all these families, it's like a family tradition with these people. You use the analogy of the two bulls that are standing on the hill. The young bull says to the old bull, hey, let's run down there and screw a cow. But the old bull says to the young bull,
Listening is let's walk down and do it all. I appreciate your call. I'm not going to have you go there to the end of it. I appreciate your call, though, sir. Look, that's the thing about all these saps out there. They think when we're trying to warn them that it's that we're like pathetic and they're doing us a favor listening. They're like, oh, sure, pal, sure, buddy. Hey, government's killed 200 million people last century. They're the number one threat to your freedom. And your smiley-faced, you know, giggly, you know, double-think crime stop isn't going to protect you. And it's a good point the caller was making. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Michael and Mass, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Hey, buddy.
I wanted to call about, I want to start it with the Air Force One flyby and make it up to the Bilderberg Group. Watch this. Now, there's been a lot of speculation about, you know, what exactly was this photo op? The president won't release the photo. Now, you know how these freak shows think. You know what the photo op was? It was all the people running around in New York City. They're laughing at it. They think that's funny. You know,
No. Exactly. The photo op was the terrorizing the public, reinvoking fears of 9/11 while at the very peak of the swine flu hysteria with the government saying greatest threat to humanity. Tens of millions may die. Only world government will save you. They were doing some psyop with that. That's why they, quote, won't release the photos now. And we said day one, they clearly brought all of this, you know, documentation in. They clearly knew this was going to cause a panic.
And then another little joke that they're playing on us, the swine flu. How many pigs have gotten it? You know, they're calling us pigs, basically. you know, we're the pigs that are getting it, you know?
No, it's exactly. No, I've talked to a lot of globalists. They revel in laughing at us. It's just, look at the scum. Look at the filth. There's nothing they won't buy. Look, they don't even know we take the money out of their checks. Look at the filth.
Yeah.
And you know what? You know, the public lines up and says, shoot my daughter up with Gardasil. Daughter drops dead, and they go, yeah, you will like it. Ooh, I love it. I mean, there's nothing they don't love. They love putting their kids in a military that works for foreign banks, sending them out to be chewed up in meat grinders. You know, they love it. The public loves being schmucks.
Last quick thing about Bilderberg Group. What they're going to, you know, how they're discussing whether we want a quick collapse or a slow collapse. I saw that on Infowars.com. I think what they're doing is, you know, in the old, you know, economic shock testing thing, they're going to study the results of their social experiments that they put out over the past, you know, 6 to 10 months. And then from that data, they're going to decide how exactly are we going to proceed with the, you know, takedown of the United States.
Exactly. You know,
this is how people think.
And they say that all these wars are just laboratories for bigger wars, and they admit the swine flu is a good drill for them for the big one that is coming. Great point, sir. I appreciate your call. We got a Duncanville, Texas City Council member who got arrested for trying to have free speech and ask about the red light cameras going in. The cops were more than happy to drag him off. And we've also got folks exposing some of the sickening activities of PETA coming up briefly here. So stay with us. We'll cover that when we get back.
Hi, my name is MZ, owner of KSCO in Santa Cruz, California. And like Alex Jones, I'm passionate about talk radio, that great bastion of freedom of expression for us all. I'm also passionate about helping people know the joys, benefits, and surprisingly simple methods of becoming entrepreneurs who work for themselves and not as wage slaves for someone else, or even worse, for large companies with no heart and soul, nor loyalty to their employees. If you are tired of being dependent on others for a living and ready to start owning yourself, loving your work, and setting the sky as the limit for your earning potential, I want you to know about an exciting great business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that actually helps people lose weight and can help them make money, perhaps lots of it, just by helping us spread the word about this wonderful, unique product. Get on the web and go to chocolate.ownmyself.com. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out our opportunity. You'll know pretty quick if you're interested. If you are, we will connect with you and get you up and running. We don't want any money from you, and you'll be amazed at how simple this system is. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, All right, more of your calls and a ton of news coming up. But David Martosko is our guest spokesman for ConsumerFreedom.com. And I happened to, more than a decade ago, get to know somebody who had briefly worked for PETA, but actually at their corporate office in Norfolk, Virginia. And she said it was the craziest thing. They would pressure the employees to go. And I thought this person was kind of crazy at first. I mean, years later, I found out she was telling me the truth. I found it hard to believe. But I knew them and knew they weren't liars. And they said that PETA would pressure them to go get animals from the local shelter, claiming they were adopting them, to then take them back, and that they would, you know, that she learned they were getting off on lethal injecting them. And she said, I'm here to help animals. I'm not here to be part of this, and left. Most people don't get a view in the inside trappings. It was also stuff like, close the doors. We've got hamburgers, double beef burgers, and folks. Well, I'm on record saying that over a decade ago, and now it's become mainstream news the last few years. Their crazy behavior. So, David, you've been heading up one of the groups that's been exposing these freaks. Tell us about it.
Well, you set it up really very well, Alex. PETA, the people who tell us that we're not allowed to use or kill animals for any purpose, including medical research to cure cancer, turns out their views are so extreme that even they can't toe the line. We got some, through Freedom of Information Act requests in Virginia, we got a hold of some state records that were filed by PETA's lawyers that show just what happens to all the animals that they take in, supposedly for adoptive purposes. And it's pretty stunning. They wind up killing pretty much around 90% of all the animals they take in for adoption. Last year, 2008, PETA killed 2,124 pets. They found adoptive homes for exactly 7. This is the dirty little secret of the animal rights world, is that PETA kills animals. And we actually have all these records up for the public to look at a website called, perfectly enough, PETAKillsAnimals.com. And you can actually see the reports filed by the state of Virginia. PETA is based in Norfolk, so under Virginia law, they're considered a humane society. Well, and they have to report this to the state every year.
Well, it's just like they're always catching cops that are involved in child pornography investigations trying to fly across the country to meet with a 5-year-old. Statistically, it's the truancy officer on average, that's the highest rate of that. It's the same thing with PETA. At the higher echelons, in fact, I'll just go ahead and say it. My wife was offered a lucrative book deal of $50,000 on the advance and turned it down because that's how I found out about it. She was my girlfriend. She was tracked down by a major publisher. It was I'm not going to say the name of the publisher. I think in the letter it was a confidentiality thing. But the point is, and she said, no, I'm scared of him. I'm not going to do it. And I said, yeah, that's probably a good idea. And of course, I'd been dating her a few years, and I didn't hardly believe it when she was telling me, because she just lived in Virginia. One of her friends that she worked out with said, hey, do you want to come over here and, get a job? And it was like a cult. She was only there a few months. It was mainly people outside of it never knew what happened. She happened to get right in to the inner circle, and she said it was completely insane, and she left, pretty fast. And then she was telling me that they would pressure him to get animals and then kill him. She would never do that. But it's a transhumanist, eugenicist death cult. Peter Singer, she said. No, seriously, Peter Singer,
no,
she said.
I love the language, a colorful language. You're increasing my vocabulary here.
Well, no, I mean, I'm not even joking, is my point. Peter Singer is their patron saint, and he's the guy that says children are like mackerel. And I'm sure you've heard Obama administration officials have said you should even be able to kill babies after they're born. So this is a anti-life thing, period.
Correct.
But I mean, you're an expert on it too. I'm just kind of embarrassing in a way. She doesn't even like me even talking about it. But there it is. I mean, it's my wife. She has seen inside the pit.
I'm aware of that, and I would love to talk to her sometime and learn more about what she's seen.
Oh, you knew about that. I didn't know that. Okay, but anyways,
yeah,
go ahead.
I'm aware of that, but that's okay. It's funny. The underbelly of the animal rights movement's got all kinds of nutty stuff. They've got arsonists. They've got people who have attempted murder. They've got, folks beating up their targets with baseball bats. And for some reason, the public isn't all that surprised, because we're used to extremists behaving extremely. But for whatever reason, this revelation that PETA actually kills animals has taken so much of the air out of their progress. By our calculations, this has cost them in excess of $14 million, according to their direct fundraising receipts. And not only that, but their applications for college-age interns are down considerably. So suddenly the teenagers, which is sort of their feeder trough of new members and new employees, don't believe that PETA is as pure as the driven snow anymore. They see them as somehow compromised, which
but
I think
it's more
right.
than that. I won't even say the stuff she told me. It's rolling around on desk with Wendy's hamburgers, laughing insanely. I mean, these people are completely out of their minds.
That I'd have to see to believe. I can't tell you. I've talked to a few restaurateurs in Norfolk who tell me about some of the PETA employees who sneak away for chicken sandwiches at lunch. So I know that not everybody who works there is a true believer.
She told me the story of one of their main spokesmen. He's a guy laughing and giggling. And she's like, what are you doing? She's a big vegetarian, at least was then. She now eats meat. Laughing and literally laughing, leaning back and eating a hamburger. That's the story.
Or was it Bruce Friedrich or Dan Matthews? Well,
you know what?
About that
I don't even remember. This is yours.
I'd love to know.
Yeah,
no more.
Go ahead.
But regardless, I want to make sure everybody understands that while PETA is sort of the nutcase fringe of the animal rights world, they're by no means the biggest threat to everybody's freedoms. PETA is kind of a national joke. Everybody understands that they're just there for comic relief value. You might be surprised to learn that the Humane Society of the United States is actually the group that is a lot more likely to threaten our way of life. This is a group that's basically PETA with a nicer wristwatch and none of those naked interns that we like to look at so much.
Yes.
But it's got the same exact goals as PETA. They want to push animal use out of the mainstream of society, and they've got $200 million in the bank. They're a fabulously wealthy organization.
And this is a tool by the bioethicists, by the zero growthers, by the rewilders who want sustainability. They say they're going to use this to shut down farms, ranches, everything. And they'll use something that sounds reasonable, some sad monkey in a cage, but really it's everything. They want control.
You're right. At the end of the day, they want control over our diets, because if you control food, it's fuel for humanity, and then you control basically the numbers of how many humans can live or die.
Well, sir,
this is the same
David,
thing with the environmental movement trying to keep genetically modified crops out of Africa. You know, they would love very much to see a population in Africa plummet by any means necessary.
Well, David, you've done a lot of research on PETA, so instead of me talking at you, I just didn't know you were aware of some of the stuff I've talked about. Specifically, though, in your research, have you found what we found, that PETA, people like them, they're really just anti-human? I mean, we've heard all these announcements from the environmentalists, we got to cut our numbers and all this. I mean, at the end of the day, they just want to be able to outvote the rest of their fellow humans. So they say, we represent the bunny rabbits, and we're going to vote for them and take your ranch.
I think you're right. It's funny, if you watch Washington at all, you'll know that next Tuesday there's going to be a hearing, a confirmation hearing, for a guy named Cass Sunstein, who is President Obama's pick to run the regulatory office in the White House. He's going to be our regulatory czar, as they're calling him. He's a big animal rights lover. He wants to outlaw hunting and meat eating and biomedical research using animals and all this stuff. And I think, you're going to find suddenly that the animal rights nutties have a friend in the White House. And I think at the end of the day, you're right. It is all about controlling society. I mean, the animals are just a placeholder for any other tool that can be used to marginalize traditional American values and, basic things like capitalism and free property.
Yeah, let me give you an inside scoop. And by the way, my wife has been on the cover of USA Today with PETA, so it's she really did work with them.
I believe you.
No, I'm just telling the listeners, but that's right. But anyway, side issue. She's there because she immediately went right to the top in it, just by blind luck or whatever, or because she was smart and they liked her. But she was like, once she found out they were pressuring the lower level people to get animals and then they would lethally inject them there at the office, she said, what in the world is this? And they said, listen, these are invasive species. We want to kill all pet animals, all dogs, all cats.
You've ever seen the bumper sticker that says think globally and act locally?
Yes.
PETA is acting locally. They're trying to take as many pets out of circulation as they can, because their philosophy holds that if more and more Americans have pets in their households, then that's another sort of, as you say, an invasive species. It's going to be drained on resources and protein and all this stuff. So they just want to eliminate them, and they're doing it in their own little corner of God's green earth.
Yeah, no. I mean, I've done the research. I made the film Endgame, and I'm just not joking with listeners. This is an energy cult. And if they can tax carbon, if they can tax all the meat first, which they're now passing, get that control in, the top echelons of this are totally cold-blooded. They don't believe any of it. It's T-bone steaks, finest wines, and it's all about control. It's all about dominating and feudalism and serfdom. Go ahead.
Well, I think that's one way of putting another thing that I've said quite a lot, which is that today's activists, especially those coming from the left, want to control society through its food, its labor, and its energy. And those are the three, you control those three things. There's nothing in society that can be done on its own without food, labor, or energy. So this is why you've got an environmental movement. This is why you've got organized labor. And this is why you've got, everybody from the mercury and fish scaremongers to the genetically modified food people who say it's going to give us a third glowing eyeball. They're out to control our food, our labor, and our energy resources. And that's how they're going to remake society. A PETA is just one part of a much bigger picture that includes the Greenpeacers, the AFL-CIO, and you name it.
Yeah, these really are despicable people. They've got the bioethicist movement that says, well, Daschle wrote in a book, if you're old, you're supposed to go blind and die. You're not going to get health care. I mean, he said that because humans are bad. And you're right, got to kill your animals. No more dogs, no more cats. Basset hounds will be extinct, German shepherds. Nothing we made, nothing we bred will stay. Everything will die. They will kill all your cats, kill all your dogs. Again, it's hard for people to believe Jeffrey Dahmer grabbed people off the street and injected them with acid in the brain, but he existed. The real Jeffrey Dahmers get power. They con well-meaning people to help them. Sir, one more segment. Let's plug your website and what you guys are doing and how we can stop the auxiliary groups of PETA that are more mainstream. And how do we stop them killing people's dogs and cats?
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237, extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115, to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237, extension 115, for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive, the number 21.com now.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. We're the renegades in this atomic age.
David Martosko is our guest. Folks, I found reality is so much weirder than you can even imagine. I mean, listen. I thought my girlfriend... was, I couldn't believe it, but I knew she was a serious person. And you know, she even showed me a shoebox of her in USA Today and the things she did with PETA. They used her for media. She had a degree in that. And then years later, everything she talked about started coming out in the news. In fact, David, didn't they just catch one of them like a year ago throwing hundreds of animals in a trash can? Illegally. I mean, these are ghoulish, crazy people, and they're so crazy, people can't believe they're really doing this.
That's correct. A few years ago, the summer of 2005, police in a town called Ahoskey, North Carolina, caught two PETA employees throwing 34 dead animals into a trash dumpster behind a grocery store. And at the time, they had just literally hours before picked up these poor animals from a shelter and from a veterinarian. And in many cases, these animals didn't make it out of the parking lot alive. They were killed in the back of the van and then tossed into a dumpster.
But that's what I mean. They're like grave diggers.
It really is pretty sick, frankly. Did you know that PETA has taken a $9,700 tax deduction for a giant walk-in freezer at its headquarters building? And in the trial of those two employees, one of PETA's managers conceded that the walk-in freezer, and we're talking about a freezer bigger than my office, is just for storing dead bodies of animals. And they've got a crematory service that comes once a month to pick up the dead ones.
But see, that's what I'm talking about. They're obsessed with death. I mean, my wife said, because she was just immediately in the upper sanctum of it, that it was humans are evil. We got to get rid of humans. This is just getting people ready for it.
And you're right. PETA's early... founders were big fans of the Earth First movement, and you know their big campfire chant was people are living who should be dead. This is the whole idea of forced extinction of a large portion of humanity. And I think it would be a fair assumption to say that one of PETA's goals is to move humanity in that direction.
But that's the big foundation goals, the Rockefeller Foundation. I was just researching Google. Most of their foundation money goes to helping Africans and sustainability. These people, everything I look into, it ends with these people. And PETA is just one extension of them. Like you said, isn't PETA involved advising some of the bigger animal groups?
Well, PETA is one of the bigger animal groups itself, but it certainly is involved with advising a host of smaller ones around the world. And remember now, PETA is not just doing this domestically. They've got offices in England, in France, in Germany, in Hong Kong, in Australia. They're going global. So they're really trying to achieve the implementation of their agenda anywhere they can get a foot in the door. The only place that's seen fit to throw them out so far is the Philippines. But other than that, everybody's willing to have them. Because they're fun to watch.
It's amazing. These sickos, though, have been exposed by you and others. Tell folks about the websites. And I mean, it does seem they're in retreat now because just how macabre they are has really come out.
Well, PETA certainly is in retreat. But I think, it's important to note that the Humane Society of the U.S. has been, you know, picking up where PETA left off. This is just a richer, smarter, more clever PETA. That's all it is. And it's not affiliated with any pet shelters anywhere. So don't think it's your local Humane Society. The Humane Society of the U.S. is just PETA with a nicer wristwatch. Come to visit us at PETAKillsAnimals.com. You can see the records from the state government. You can see photographs, police evidence photographs of some of the crazy stuff they've been up to. And at our flagship website, which is consumerfreedom.com, is all about arming ordinary citizens with the information they need to know to protect their own food choices and thumb their nose at the people who are trying to control them.
Well, we do need to have you back up for a full hour sometime without me just interchanging
and
information.
I'd love to talk to your lovely missus, because I know she was the one who threw the dead raccoon on Anna Wintour's plate. I mean, she's got a serious history in this movement. I'd love to pick her brain sometime. Maybe you can set that up.
Oh, so you do know who my wife is?
Oh, I know who your wife is very well, yes. I know her aliases, which I will not spew on the air out of respect. But I'd love to meet her sometime next time I'm in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, no, I mean, we turned down a big book deal just because of privacy, and she
totally off the record.
She's totally embarrassed by all that. I know. Well, but I mean, I think the book summary is what made its way around, and some of the things. But I mean, I told her when she was just my girlfriend 10 years ago, I said, "Don't do it." She was ready to do it because I said, "People aren't going to believe this." Now is the time for her maybe to come public, because now a lot of it's come out. I mean, I told her, I said, no one's going to believe this. There's a lot of stuff I know people won't believe, so I don't cover it on air. Well, listen, we appreciate you and appreciate the work you're doing. Take care.
Anytime. Take good care of yourself, everybody.
You bet. Take care. Yeah, my wife was their attack dog. God, she's going to get mad if she hears this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You are a rebel, admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
And how they run everything. And I was mad at Google last night. I wanted to refresh my memory about the things they're involved in. And so I went and pulled up their federal papers, their filings, how they were set up, you know, the mainline news articles about their beginnings. It's Stanford Research Institute, Stanford College, Pentagon, CIA, FBI. It's a complete government front. But legally, the government's not supposed to run private industry, just like IBM is a government front. And and then they take their money and fence it into eugenics funding because government can't openly fund eugenics. They fund it through Google, through Berkshire Hathaway, through the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. All the big top, I mean, look at it. I was doing this last night for hours and stayed up late. I looked at the top 10, 15 biggest corporations and just all of it. Where's their charity go? Eugenics, sustainability, phony environmental movement, vaccinating the Africans. This is a program, folks. These people mean business. All right, shifting gears. We're not going to keep him long. I had him on last hour, and I rescheduled him. I apologize. We have him on with us, Paul Ford, and Duncanville, Texas City Council member who was arrested by the mayor for speaking out against red light cameras. You can YouTube or search engine city councilman beat up by police for speaking. I got stuff out of Indiana where they're punching him in the face. And this is usually when they expose some secret meeting or corruption. Now, red light cameras by state court this year were ruled illegal. And I had the Austin police chief in here, and he said, we don't care what the state says. We're doing it. The legislature's, you know, been trying to fight it. But going to Mr. Ford. Ford, tell us what happened to you as an elected representative up in Duncanville for daring to speak out at a city council meeting.
Well, what happened was this. Earlier that evening in briefing, which is about an hour-long meeting that precedes the open meeting itself, the mayor told me that if I spoke when he told me not to, he would have me arrested. And I explained to him at the time in the briefing room that unlike all those thousands and thousands of people who are getting red light camera tickets, who are not entitled to trials by jury, I would be entitled to a trial by jury if he arrested me for whatever it was he had in mind. And I would, with confidence, put my fate in their hands. So we go out on the floor for the actual meeting, and agenda item three was they've squandered so much money in our city, we have a huge deficit now. And so they're trying to cut back on essential services like street repairs. So they had a bill out to cancel a $59,000 contract for a street repair company, and I was going to speak against it. So it was my turn to speak, and I said, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Before I address agenda item three, I want to let everyone know what the mayor told me in briefing a few minutes ago. And I related what I told you just now, and it took all of 30 seconds. So about halfway into it, the mayor starts banging his gavel and shouting at me that I'm out of order. And then it was all rehearsed. He called for the city manager. The city manager, Kent Cagle, called for the police chief, Robert Brown. And at that point, the city manager got up, walked behind me, tapped one of the other councilmen on the shoulder, and then all the other councilmen, except one who wasn't in on it, got up and walked off. Police chief came over to one side. Marshal came over to the other side. And a third man, another officer in plain clothes, walked behind them with a video camera. So you can just imagine this parade of people coming up. And by that time, I had finished my 30-second digression about how I would welcome a jury of my peers and I would confidently put my fate in their hands. And I returned to the agenda item three. And I began with, I will not vote for this, and here are my reasons why. This is a contract. This is a bill to cancel a street repair contract, and I don't believe we should. And at that point, the police chief came over to me and said, I'm going to ask you to leave voluntarily. So I stood up, put my hands behind my back, and said, I will not leave voluntarily. However, If you believe that I'm violating the law by discussing this agenda item, I will submit to arrest without resistance. So he repeated, I want you to leave voluntarily. And I repeated what I said, that I won't leave voluntarily, but I'll submit to arrest without resistance. And understand, I have my hands behind my back at this point, waiting to be handcuffed. They never said to me, you're under arrest. They never said, if you don't leave, you'll be arrested. Nothing like that. With my hands behind my back, offering to be handcuffed, they acted as if I was resisting.
Oh,
and they grabbed me. Yeah, they grabbed me and started dragging me along. And I said, hey, you know, I've had back surgery twice. And that kind of encouraged them to be more rough.
Hmm.
And as they're dragging me along, I started to stumble on the steps. Then as we entered into the corridor leading away from the city council chamber, I started to fall, and they pushed me down onto the ground, and I landed very heavily on my side.
Oh.
And, yeah. So
freedom.
So I ended up having to go to the hospital, and they never placed me under arrest. They didn't send an officer in the ambulance with me.
And by the way, there's photos and videos of this out, and the newspapers all report that exactly what you're saying is what happened.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you're lucky they didn't taser you. Separately, they've introduced a bill, H.R. 1966, that if something you say is hurtful and someone says that was hurtful to me or hurt my feelings, you're going to be charged with a federal felony. So free speech itself is under incredible attack. Please continue, fellow thought criminal.
Well, I guess that 1966 is just a variation of the old theme of a hate crime.
Yeah.
I imagine. Well, so I'm in the hospital bed, and my back, I can't move. I'm urinating on my side into like one of those plastic things that they give you in the hospital. And I look on the TV, and there's the mayor saying that they've issued a warrant for my arrest. So it turns out they got a local judge, a city employee, serving as a magistrate, signed a warrant for me. I'm charged now in Texas with a Class B misdemeanor of disrupting a public meeting. So I'm in the hospital for 4 days. At the time of this event happened, I was using one cane because, as I said, I've had back surgery twice, most recently in 2006. So when I left the hospital, I had the choice, either use a walker or use two canes.
By the way, I found being handicapped or disabled for a time, only from what I've seen, and I don't know exactly why, that seems to encourage thugs, kind of like a wolf-like
absolutely
mentality,
right,
of a hurt sheep or something.
Uh-huh.
I've never understood. They seem to piranha on anybody that's hurt.
Yeah, yeah. It's an interesting observation you've made that, because I've definitely found that true with the members of the city council. And as my back condition has gotten worse, they have gotten more aggressive, and they finally just went all out on April 7th.
Yeah, their predatory spirit comes out. Now, getting back to the red light cameras, they had to remove them in San Diego, as it sounds like you know, because under the Constitution, you get to face your accuser. This is a robot, a computer. Yeah, they
had
Lockheed Martin, the defense contractor, making money off of it. I know state courts in Texas have said they can't do this without having a license for private detective work.
Yeah, the war case.
But they just don't care. I had the Austin police chief, and he said, I don't care. We have SWAT teams. Stand by for rule.
They'll do it until they can't get away with it, until the politicians who enable these things are voted out of office. Now, I know that there are many people in the Texas state who are against it. I've been in close contact with many members of the Urban Affairs Committee, for example, and there's a lot of sentiment to do away with them.
Yeah, polls are over 90% in the state against it and everywhere else, but again, magically it just continues. We don't want on every issue, we don't want it, and the government just says, look, Northcom standing by. You know, the military standing by. This is the new America.
But you know, Alex, the real problem that I'm encountering here in Duncanville, Texas, is tremendous voter apathy. People will say that they're upset about something, but as to taking any action, even just voting, most people just aren't willing to do that. I mean, we'll be lucky this election if we have 10 or 11% of eligible voters actually voting.
Yeah, the national average is 8.2% turnout, but they'll turn out for some stupid presidential diversion when the real power is locally. So you're hurt in the hospital, on your side, urinating into a bucket.
Not quite, but similar to that, yeah.
Well, you said into something. The point is, so you're there, this is going on, you're now, they're grandstanding on TV, you're this arch criminal on the loose, what happens next?
Yeah, well, they actually played that up quite a bit. The mayor was they contradicted themselves, but they were trying to get across the idea that I'm this dangerous felon, and of course this is my first, so far my only arrest for anything. And the mayor said that the city manager Ken Cagle said that they have had to increase the police presence at the city hall whenever I'm there.
Oh.
And the mayor, yeah, and he was said, well, because with all that's happening, you just don't know. That was his excuse for this, you know, overtime. And then the mayor said that they are, from now on, they are going to assign a full-time officer to me whenever I'm in the building, because, and he actually said this to a reporter, he said, because Mr. Ford is a mystery man who has conspiracy theories. So they're painting me as this very violent guy. So I get out of the hospital. I'm limping along on two canes now. As I said, it was either that or Walker, and I already had the two canes.
I heard you may actually be the person known as Godzilla. I mean, you're like, come from the sea, from the deep. You're like this deadly kraken. I mean, you're a boogeyman. You're what children fear under beds. I mean, how dare you not want the red light cameras? The mayor and people, this is very important, you know, that they get all this done. So you're out there on the cane, vicious,
yeah.
Deadly.
One thing I want to point out, that the red light cameras, that and a website that I recently set up, Paul Ford Reports, were kind of the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back. I have been, for the 2 years I've been on the council, constantly asking a lot of questions that the other members, most of the other members of the city council, do not want asked, and bringing up a lot of connections, campaign contributions, relationships, things like that. There's a lot of money being wasted on developments that don't go anywhere. There's a lot of sweetheart deals. It's just a constant sort of thing. There's like everything has to it some sort of secondary agenda, where there's some money being diverted. I mean, even such simple things as we're running up this huge budget deficit, and now they're instituting forced furloughs. They're giving workers days off without pay, and you know, mandatory in that. And they're still, the city council members are still traveling around the country, going to Reno and Orlando on these junkets, allegedly.
Maybe they should just declare themselves royalty. Councilmen declare themselves royalty and start wearing crowns or something. Let me add a point here. I have the Department of Homeland Security. You probably heard about the report a month ago where they said veterans and gun owners are the number one terror threat.
Right, right, right.
Well, this is the appendix to that. It says alternative media that make connections. So maybe you're a terrorist because you're making connections about political contributions to them and then what they're doing. But it says here in the alternative media section right there, this is in the first page of the appendix to document you.
Mm-hmm.
It says alternative media, a term used to describe various information sources that provide a forum for interpretations of events and issues that differ radically from those presented in mass media products and outlets. This is a terrorism lexicon, sir. So you've started an alternative news site and you're asking questions and making connections. My God, no wonder you had to be assaulted, sir. This is Al-Qaeda.
Well, that certainly is the impression that they're trying to get across to people. And I suspect that it isn't quite, people are disappointed when they meet me and they find out that I'm just sort of a regular guy. But you know, though, you asked, so I'm in the hospital, I get out, and there's this warrant for my arrest. So I turn myself into the Duncanville police, and they transport me in handcuffs down to Dallas County Jail. And I spend about 12 and a half hours there before I'm bonded out.
Lou Sterrick.
Lou Sterrett, yeah, Lou Sterrett.
Or Sterrett, so, a very nice place.
Well, actually, you know, it was kind of amusing at one point because I was in the big holding area.
Oh.
And but with all these guards and other prisoners, and the guard asked me, like, you know, you don't seem to fit in here. I mean, like, what are you in for? And just then a television report came on of my turning myself in. And I said, well, take a look over there. And all the inmates and the guards were saying, man, that's terrible. They can't do that to you. you got a good case here. You know, this will never stick. And perhaps we'll see.
Well, but no, but this is a. Sir, are you aware of the fact this is a phenomenon around the country? And if I was you, I'd be careful. They mm-hmm. have things where a sheriff gets elected, so the old sheriff kills him. That happens about once a month.
I read about that. Yeah.
I see it constantly. There's probably been 50 cases I know of. I mean,
really?
More. Oh, it's constant. And murdering new police chiefs, cops killing other cops, beating up city councilmen. I mean, this is widespread, sir. So I would carry a camera on you at all times. Now, obviously, there's times you're allowed to talk and you can put things on the agenda. Or mm-hmm. is the mayor engaging in a parliamentary tyranny where they're shutting you down?
Good question. What they do when you ask them, see, they don't follow Robert's Rules of Order, which has very strict rules for who can speak and how they can speak and how meetings should be moderated. When you ask them why are they deviating from Robert's Rules, they say, well, we operate under modified Robert's Rules. And then when you ask them, well, what are the modifications? And they don't answer you. What they rely on is a part of our charter says the mayor will preside over meetings, which means to me he'll be the moderator. He'll be the one kind of like the host of a news show, like McLaughlin Group or something.
But now you're never allowed to talk, and he just sits up there with his own private cash machine.
Actually, I mean, I'm allowed to talk, and I want to tell you that they've really backed off, because what I think most people in this type of position, as the mayor and the most of the other members of the city council, there's one city council woman, a woman named Janet Jameson, who is tremendously offended by what is going on in Duncanville and are very upset with what they did to me. But the others basically act as a monolithic block in this. And they do not like publicity. And what they did not anticipate the reaction that their attack on me would engender, and all the letters and emails of support that I've received, and I know many letters and emails have gone into City Hall, very critical of their actions. So they backed off a bit. We had a city council.
Well, I mean, no, hold
night.
On a second, Councilman.
Sure.
That's why the tyrants are such nuts. You finally stood up to them. You're constitutional. You're with the courts. You're with the polls. You're with the people. You're with the Republic against these evil red light cameras. They violate your rights. They set you up. They beat you up. They demonize you. And now the people see it for what it is. They don't like the red light cameras. You're going to be a hero. You're probably going to end up being the next mayor if they don't, do something to you or call in a mechanic on you.
Here's the thing, though. Again, we're dealing with a very low voter turnout. I mean, I'm up for re-election right now. The final day of voting is Saturday. I could easily lose. I don't know. We're not getting a huge turnout. Most people are still relatively unaware of what's happening. And more than that, they're relatively unaware of the impact of these events on their own lives. You know, sometimes people will say, need to vote about in local elections. I'm only concerned with the national election. And I'm like, well, look at your city tax bill. Think about the quality of your police services, your fire of code enforcement. Are they harassing you or are they being supportive of you? These are the things that are all addressed at the local level, and most people still don't get that. And plus, I think you have a general trend of apathy in this country. I mean, it's hard for local politics to compete with American Idol and Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, well, folks are going to get empty bellies here pretty soon, so they'll care.
Well, you know, it's when things happen that impact person's day-to-day experience, that they can grasp concretely, that are not abstract, that really get people fired up.
So Councilman Ford, I mean, in Duncanville, Paul Ford, I'm just trying to understand, they now have got their tail between their legs.
Well, no, I wouldn't go quite that far. I think that this last meeting we had last night, they backed off because I made a comment very similar to the one that I made last time. I broke from the regular topic, and I discussed it for about 30 seconds, just like I did the last time.
Have they dropped the charges?
No. But I really don't want them to, see, because
I understand. Stay there.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government.
This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
Big John, Big John. Every morning at the mine, you can see him arrive.
All right, Paul Ford's our guest. We'll be back tomorrow, of course, live, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. A lot of important and informative guests coming up, and back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. with the abbreviated radio show. And by then, maybe I'll have this fruit fly infestation. This is a clean office. No one can find where they're coming from. It's like, meow, meow. I don't know if you've seen them landing on my face during the show, but I'm going to get them. That's all part of the fun of being a PrisonPlanet.tv. Remember, you can see me fighting the fruit flies. They're like little F-16s, and I'm King Kong up here. Going back to the fellow thought criminal, Duncanville City Council member here in Texas, and a big suburb of Dallas, pretty good-sized town, Paul Ford. In closing, Paul, you're going to get the jury trial. I would, you know, go in and show that I wouldn't even argue the Roberts Rule thing with them. Obviously, you know what you're doing. I would just show that they were telling you to voluntarily leave. Well, then why did they arrest you? That you've certainly got an official oppression. And I wouldn't be nice about this because I wouldn't turn your back on these people either. They'll throw you down on the ground and enjoy themselves. They don't think of us, the slaves, as humans until they are taught that we're not their slaves. That's the only thing sociopaths understand. So I hope you go after these people legally.
Well, I want to address the criminal aspect of it first, and when that's all finished, then I'll give more thought to that.
All right, well, we're almost out of time, so go ahead.
All right. Yeah, I just wanted to say that I welcome the trial because I believe that the more publicity their actions get, the less likely they are to repeat them in the future against me or anyone else. And that's my hope. That when everything's brought out in a jury trial and I'm acquitted, it will discourage them from repeating it against me and discourage other people from trying to emulate them in the other cities in Texas.
Absolutely. All right. So where is this going now? You're going to, I guess, go ahead and face trial for talking as a city council member at city council.
That's the way it appears now, yes.
Are you going to go after them for assaulting you?
I don't know. At this point, I don't know, but like I say, I have my first court appearance, and my first court date is next week on May 12th, and I'll just take it from that point. But I am looking forward to a jury trial. I'm looking forward to six people drawn from the ranks of Dallas County voters and making the case, and I'm sure that it will end in acquittal this time, and if they arrest me again, the next time, and the time after that. And maybe eventually. This will discourage them from doing this to me and, as I say, to others, because this has been tremendously inhibiting to other people in Duncanville. I mean, I've had people tell me they don't want to go to city council meetings now because they're afraid that something's going to happen to them.
No, that's what they want. They've basically banned public speaking here in Austin now. You got to sign up a week before and show up. Oh, yeah, they got cops
no
there.
No kidding.
No, yeah. I've had the SWAT team come and sit on both sides of me, and you're not going to speak, are you, Jones? That's on video. Oh, it's all part of the freedom. Okay, well, council member, we appreciate you coming on. And give
Thanks
them that
for having me on.
You bet. Give them that website again.
PaulFordReports.com.
PaulFordsReport.com. Thank
Actually,
you for coming
Paul on. PaulFordReports.com.
PaulFordReports.com. Take care, buddy. Good Thanks. Having you on with us. We appreciate you and your First Amendment and fighting those stinking red light cameras that are totally illegal. And they say, hey, we got the guns and you don't. And we're going to steal $14 trillion in 7 months. and we're going to put carbon taxes on you, and we're going to ban your free speech. You know, in the first hour that's about to restart, I go over the bill that is worse than any of the hate crimes bills that are out there, H.R. 1966. That's coming up on the restreams at InfoWars.com. Keep calling Google. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette says they didn't file that complaint. I've talked to their writer, talked to their folks there. My office has talked to their editor. They say they didn't do it. That's all that's on the screen is a Pittsburgh Post-Gazette article that they're talking about. And also Michael Reagan. Michael Reagan saying we shouldn't play a clip of him saying murder us. So give Google a call, 650-253-0000. And I'll tell my the guy running that channel, go ahead and challenge those as fair use. 650-253-0000. Retransmission starts now. Call Google, call the scumbags, let them know we know what they're doing.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.